right out of the box without IT expertise at a price that any business can afford. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances. That's 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
Advocates of stem cell research are hopeful that their efforts may someday lead to major medical breakthroughs. But research involving stem cells from human embryos is controversial. The Bush administration put restrictions on the use of federal funding for research using human embryos. And while President Obama has promised to repeal that prohibition, he has not yet done so. This week on Access Minnesota, a look at stem cell research currently taking place at the University of Minnesota.
Sunday mornings at 7:30 on AM 950.
We need to talk.
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 They don't believe in public schools. They don't believe in the investment. Obama does. He won. Deal with it.
Ed Schultz.
I love it. Oh, I just love it. I can't get enough of it. In fact, I think I'm going to go home and watch the replay of the election.
The Ed Schultz Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on AM 950 KTNF.
Really?
I'm serious as a heart attack.
Mark Haney, live weekday evenings from 6 to 7 on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. The topic of the day at the White House, health care reform. CNN's Bob Costantini reports President Obama's health summit was held today.
President Obama says the cost of health care is a huge drain on the struggling economy.
That's right. I'm talking to you liberal bleeding hearts out there. Don't think that we can solve this problem without tackling costs.
The liberal who's been pushing reform for decades, ailing Senator Ted Kennedy, attended the White House summit.
I'm looking forward to being a foot soldier in this undertaking, and this time we will not fail.
Republicans were on hand, including Senate leader Mitch McConnell, who pledged cooperation, but he wants maybe the force of an agreement.
And particularly concerned about having a mechanism in place that guarantees you get a result.
Bob Costantini, CNN Washington.
The president will be in Columbus, Ohio tomorrow. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the focus there will be the economy.
We've seen a lot of job loss. The president will certainly talk about the figures that will come out and also talk about how the recovery and reinvestment plan is being implemented and implemented in a way that will save and create jobs.
Attorney General Eric Holder will make the trip to Ohio with the president to make the public safety issue and how it relates to the economy. Banks soon may have even less money to lend. They're being asked to replenish the FDIC fund used to insure customer deposits from bank failures. Roger Beveridge with the Oklahoma Bankers Association doesn't like the idea of ponying up more cash.
It's not as if we don't have the money. It's just that it's an unplanned expense, and it's a pretty big one. It'll be about 25% of the industry's earnings last year just in the one-time assessment.
Bank shares took a beating today on Wall Street. The Dow fell 281 points to close at a new 12-year low. At the close, blue chips rested at 65.94.44. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Where do your donations to the Salvation Army go? Wherever hope is the only thing left. Wherever a life can be turned right side up. Wherever good can overcome. In your community and throughout the world, in unexpected emergencies and in everyday survival, thanks to your contributions, the Salvation Army is doing the most good. Donate today at SalvationArmyUSA.org.
Hi, I'm the superintendent of a school district. Last week, we added Aflac to our employee benefits package. With Aflac, we're headed to the top of the class. It helps us attract and retain employees, and it's available at no direct cost to the district. Plus, getting started is as easy as...
Aflac.
Get extra credit.
Aflac,
for more information,
Aflac.
Call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to
AflacForBusiness.com.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Stevens.
Yeah, boss?
You're late again.
Sorry, boss. My car was swallowed up by a giant pothole.
A pothole?
Yeah, it was a big pothole.
Need a better excuse? Tune in for up-to-the-minute traffic reports when you need them most.
Stevens.
Sorry, boss. I was stuck on the crosstown all morning.
Well, okay then.
Traffic reports when you need them on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
Common Good Books has been a closely guarded St. Paul secret for years, but book lovers from all over are discovering that Garrison Keillor's bookstore is, well, above average. Conveniently tucked away in the lower level of the Blair Arcade on the corner of Western and Selby in St. Paul, and online at commongoodbooks.com. Common Good Books features an excellent selection of hand-picked books, from classic American literature to the best political reads. And remember, live local, read large.
The Dakota tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community in Prior Lake, Minnesota, with charitable giving of more than $132 million over the last 11 years. In 2008, 15 Native American tribes each received $1 million grants from the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community. Among the recipients were two Minnesota tribes, the Upper Sioux community and the Red Lake Band of Chippewa. The Upper Sioux community received a $1 million SMSC grant to build a community administrative building, which will consolidate a medical clinic, tribal operations, and other tribal programs. And the Red Lake Band of Chippewa received a $100 SMSC grant to support operations at their tribal fishery. It is the only commercial walleye fishery and one of the largest freshwater commercial fisheries in the United States. The tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community. For more information, go to ShakopeeDakota.org.
Hello, free-thinking Minnesotans. Tune in to Atheists Talk every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Coming up this Sunday, Robert Price and Scott Lohman will talk about the humanism of Star Trek. This show is a salute to the late Major Barrett Roddenberry. Check out our website at MinnesotaAtheists.org or call us at 612-588-7031. If you're interested in us, we're interested in you.
Did you know furniture started in 1991? Their designs were created from reusing wire spools, fence posts, shipping crates, and carpet remnants. Alone, these items are at the end of their usefulness, but together, they become furniture. Furniture is located in St. Paul on University Avenue. Furniture.com has all the details. They also recover and repair all types of cat furniture. Your cat will have a frenzy while we keep recycling useful products. Furniture, seriously fun cat furniture.
Guess what? We're still here. Oh, my God. 2 days in a row. The network didn't crash. That's because we don't work for a network. Welcome to the Malloy Program. My name is Mike Malloy, and we're glad you have decided to tune in tonight.
I'll be your server tonight.
I will indeed. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight. Some of this stuff is... horrifying. Right before airtime, I usually get a couple, three emails from some of our key correspondents right before we go on the air, with stuff that I look at and go, "Oh, Jesus, you're kidding me," and I have to include it usually at the start of the program, and tonight was one of those nights. This is one of those stories that always, for me, affirms deeply, like with permanent cement, why I am so anti-religion and pro-rational thought. It's, you know, aside from all the hocus-pocus, dominocus, and so on and so forth, you know, a lot of it is interesting to read. I like to read the mythology and the superstitious beliefs of just as many religions as I can get my hands on. I took a comparative religion course one time 1,000 years ago at NC State, and it was just like wow, really? Oh, my God, look at this. Hey, woo, ah, ooh. Okay, so, and I come at this honestly. I've said before, I was brought up, my grandparents were Baptist. When I became a teenager, I got switched over to being a Methodist, yada, yada, yada. Having said that, when I read a story like this, it just utterly confirms my deep and abiding faith in atheism. And the story is from Sao Paulo, Brazil. The BBC is reporting this. The one of the archbishops in Brazil, you know, one of those guys in the drape and the fur fox and the ermine and the, you know, the very gay way he conducts his dressing gowns and so on and so forth. And if you're gay, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, this Brazilian archbishop says that all those who helped a child rape victim secure an abortion are to be excommunicated from the Catholic Church, which means they're condemned to burn in hell through all eternity. All right, what did these people do? Well, it's a little girl who is age 9. She lives in the northeastern Brazilian state of Pernambuco. She became pregnant with twins, 9 years old. Apparently, she has been sexually assaulted over a number of years by her stepfather. Police believe the girl had been sexually abused by her stepfather since she was 6. He impregnated her. Now, the excommunication from this sick archbishop, this devil archbishop, the excommunication applies to the child's mother and the doctors involved in the procedure. This pregnancy was terminated yesterday. Now, the fact that she was pregnant with twins was only discovered after they took her to the hospital in Pernambuco because she was complaining of stomach pains. She was in agony. Now, her stepfather was arrested last week as he tried to escape to another region of the country. He tried to head for the territories. He's also suspected of abusing this little girl's physically handicapped older sister, who is now 14. Now, the Catholic Church tried to intervene to prevent the abortion going ahead, but the procedure was carried out yesterday. And now a church spokesman says all those involved, including the child's mother and the doctors, are to be excommunicated. The father that did the rape? The Archbishop of Olinda and Recife, José Cardoso Sobrino, told Brazil's TV Globe that the law of God was above any human law. He said the excommunication would not apply to the child because of her age, but would affect all those who ensure the abortion was carried out. However, doctors at the hospital said they had to take account of the welfare of the little girl, and that she was so small that her uterus did not have the ability to contain one child, let alone two. Oh, by the way, the law in Brazil states that abortion is permitted if the life of the mother, that would be this little girl, or in instances of rape. Abortion is only permitted in Brazil in cases of rape and where the mother's life is at risk. And, of course, the doctors say, you know, this case, this little girl, this case met both those conditions, so the abortion was legal, necessary. The two fetuses were swept from her womb. The little 9-year-old girl will live. The stepfather, if they catch the son of a bitch, will probably be put on trial. He might plead. Who knows what he will plead? But the church, this degenerate, rapacious Catholic church, the church in Central and South America that has murdered liberation theology, the church wants their adherents to believe that life is to be painful, miserable, brutish, and short, because such was the life of Jesus. Painful, miserable, brutish, and short. So therefore, any attempt to escape the pain, the brutality, the ugliness, shall be punished by everlasting fires of hell. Life is not to be enjoyed in the Catholic Church unless you are a member of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. And then you can live like a, well, prince. But the little 9-year-old girl in Brazil who has been raped repeatedly since she was 6 and becomes impregnated with twins, carrying them to term would have ripped her insides to pieces, and not only would the little girl have died, so would the fetuses. But the Catholic Church, putrid, disgusting, medieval, superstitious, lousy Catholic Church, excommunicates. You know, if I were the doctors of the mother, I would say, go screw yourself and take your filthy religion with you. How dare these people? Oh, it just drives me mad. Insane. And I don't know why Catholics around the world...
I do know why.
But wouldn't it be a fantasy of mine, when something like this happens, if Catholics around the world would just throw in their confirmation certificate or whatever into a raging bonfire and send an email to the Pope that says, you know, we're so tired of kissing your ring. How about you kiss our ass, okay? We're sick of this. We're sick of it. This is a child. And the Nazi Pope would probably order his devil squad to say, okay, you are all communicated. Every last one of you. Excommunicated! Burn in hell forever! Oh, God. Sharon, why did you send me this story? It completely got me off track. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Lord. Okay. That ruins that segment. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
If you're tired of people dying, come on. If you're tired of the fighting, come on. No more wars, no more lying, come on. All my people in the world, come on. Every boy, every girl, come on. If you know it ain't over till God says that it's over, come on. Come on, let's go. Someday, yes, we'll put it together and we'll get it all done. The world is much brighter.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Malloy. Being a financially challenged working-class liberal, my nightly skincare routine used to mean I washed my face, then slathered on whatever moisturizer I had left over in one of those tiny sample bottles they give you free in hotels. But then I found an exceptional new product that really made an overnight difference in my appearance. And you don't have to be a rich Republican to afford it. Night Skin. Now I just dab a little on each night and wake up with smoother, softer skin. Mike even said the other morning that I look pretty. And that was before his morning coffee. Night Skin was developed by nationally awarded cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and it contains all those ingredients like retinol and glycolic acid that expensive beauty salons use on their rich Republican clients. But you can try Night Skin risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 and try it today. Even my 4-year-old noticed the difference. That's 1-800-573-0477 for softer, smoother skin.
The Bill Press Show.
President Obama ends outsourcing at the Pentagon, meaning no more no-bid contracts for Halliburton. Sorry, Dick Cheney. Plus, stimulus money is out the door and construction projects have already begun. Never has the federal government acted so fast. Hear it all Friday on The Bill Press Show. Ryan King, Ryan. The Bill Press Show, weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on AM 950 KTNF.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow, and you just have to experience everything that Victoria and Grand has to offer, like Cafe Latte, the St. Paul landmark for affordable gourmet food with their exceptional pizza and wine bar, or the delicious smell of fresh baked goods from Bread and Chocolate, and of course Quince, where you'll find one-of-a-kind artisan jewelry, gifts, clothing, and shoes. Cafe Latte, Bread and Chocolate, and Quince, where life is just better, all at Victoria and Grand in St. Paul.
Ron Reagan.
Democrat, Republican, from John McCain, Mitch McConnell to John Kerry, everyone seems to agree that our economy is in dire need of stimulus, and pronto. If this stimulus package works, you'll hear the Republican Party whistling towards the ground and cratering.
Ron Reagan. Weekday evenings at 7 on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
With an ever-changing real estate market and energy costs soaring, you need a realtor who is a certified eco-broker. Someone who understands the value of energy efficiency. Someone who can find the right neighborhood and the perfect home for you. You need Cherie Kewen of Waters Realty. A certified eco-broker who's dedicated to helping you understanding the changing market. Call Cherie Kewen of Waters Realty at 612-865-9150. Online at watersrealtymn.com.
At the Aurora Spa, we've expanded our facility and added new services that help restore your beauty and health. The Aurora Spa now offers acupuncture facelifts, a stress-reducing infrared sauna, as well as manicures and pedicures. The Aurora Spa believes health and beauty go hand in hand. Call 952-922-1222 or visit AuroraSpaOnline.com.
Our children will always outgrow us. But for the first time in generations, they may not outlive us. Over the last 25 years, the percent of overweight children has doubled, a problem that could be greatly reduced just by having a place to exercise. Right now, people are working hard to put parks and playgrounds where children will use them. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Much he hates these people. It's more Mike Malloy.
All right, welcome back. 21 past the hour. That doesn't sound very good. Yeah, something's wrong with that. Don't try to adjust your dial. That little piece of music, we're going to get rid of that. For some reason, it just did not mix well there. moving right along, Mike in St. Paul, right before the program, said, Mike, just listening to Ron Reagan Jr., his radio program before he came on tonight, he was talking defense cuts. I mean, we could say billions, maybe trillions, but just making some common sense defense cuts. For example, going from 11 carrier groups to, say, one? I mean, good God, does any other country even come close? 11 carrier groups? Is China going to launch a land invasion against us and we need 11 carrier groups to stop them at sea before they get here? We should be cutting the blank out of the military. It's the only way to get out of this mess. We get no return on our money with that crap, Mike in St. Paul. Yeah, that's that. I mean, how many years, how many decades, how many administrations have how many Americans tried how many ways, going all the way back to Eisenhower, to stop this madness of the military-industrial complex? How effective has it been? The military-industrial complex truly, absolutely, deeply, honestly owns the United States Congress. Owns it. Lock, stock, and barrel. Every single, every decision made by the Senate or the House, and in some cases, the executive branch, every single decision is either dictated by or influenced by the so-called military-industrial complex. Does anybody out there, let's see some hands, do you know what our defense budget is? And it's not defense. Defense against what? Iran? Do you know what it is? No, you don't. And neither do I. You know why? Because probably half, 80% of it is off the books. The so-called black budget. Nobody is to know. We're being ripped to pieces by these bastards. What is the visible part? What? 600 billion? 500 billion? I'm sure somebody will send me an email. Do you know what that represents? A third? A fourth? Of the actual budget? For weaponry that is unusable. Almost every weapon system in production right now was designed to stop the Soviet Union. Hello? When did the Soviet Union, when did Ronald Reagan, senior, bring down the Soviet Union? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall!
Oh, okay. Sure.
You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand something here. We don't need a standing army. We don't need a standing Marine Corps. We don't need... We need maybe one... One carrier group. If you want to play games, okay, one carrier group with a couple of subs. Okay, maybe one aerial wing of bombers. Okay, what else do we need? We have what, 9,000 nuclear tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles? I mean, isn't that enough? I mean, isn't that enough? Thermonuclear weapons, that five of which would bring about nuclear winter and end all life on the planet. We've got 9,000 of the goddamn things. So why do you know why we maintain the standing army that the framers of this Constitution, this country, warned specifically against? Do you know that's what the Second Amendment is all about? In order to prevent the formation of a standing army, do you know why? We have a military in order to protect capitalism, in order to extend U.S. hegemony all around the world so that we can steal whatever we can get. Not you and me, we don't steal. Whatever these capitalist bastards, the industrialists going back 150 years, whatever they could steal, whatever they could smell or see or hear reports about, whether it was bananas or tin, it doesn't matter. We want it, goddammit, give it to us! And they'd send the military. Again, go read War is a Racket by Congressional Medal Honor winner Marine General Smedley Butler. Read it! We don't need this military. Oh, so I'll go Ron Reagan one step further. We don't need a military, period.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
Workplace security, the court system, correctional programs. These are just some of the areas in the field of criminal justice. To begin a career in one of the many criminal justice areas, it takes knowledge and training. If you have the desire to explore a future in this fast-growing career field, get started with a degree from an ITT Technical Institute. Write down this number. 1-800-338-4713. With a criminal justice degree from ITT Tech, you can pursue entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and community corrections. At ITT Tech, classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Is criminal justice a career path for you? Call for a brochure at 1-800-338-4713. The ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-800-338-4713. That's 1-800-338-4713.
The Dakota tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community in Prior Lake, Minnesota, with charitable giving of more than $132 million over the last 11 years. In 2008, 15 Native American tribes each received $1 million grants from the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community. Among the recipients were two South Dakota tribes, the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate. The Rosebud Sioux Tribe built a tribally owned, full-service, independent grocery store. The $1 million SMSC grant in 2008 followed a similar $1 million grant that was awarded in 2007. The Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate built two district centers with their $1 million grant, resulting in expanded space for all kinds of community needs, like after-school programs, recreational programs, meetings, and religious services. The tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community. For more information, go to ShakopeeDakota.org.
Congratulations, Rachel. Your loyal listeners and all of us here at AM 950, the Voice of Minnesota, wish you all the best as you leave the radio airwaves to focus on your TV show. We'll miss you, but also want to thank you for your years of hard work and dedication. And now we have another reason to wake up early, to catch everything you missed the night before on Rachel's TV show. Catch a rebroadcast of Rachel's TV show weekday mornings at 4 on AM 950 KTNF, the Voice of Minnesota.
Stephanie Miller here with an important number for you, 952-937-6739. Got it? It's the number for Zero Res right here in the Twin Cities, 952-937-6739. Why important? Because they can clean your carpet, upholstery, tile, grout, and ductwork and do it without the use of soaps, detergents, and chemicals. Better for you, better for your family, and your pets. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z means zero residuals left in your carpet when they're through cleaning. Having used Zero Res in my home, I can't imagine using any other service. You can also find them at MyZeroRes.com.
Oh my gosh, am I hurt? Will my insurance even cover this?
The moment after a car accident is no time to wonder about your auto insurance. With the Ray Financial, you know you're covered. Call right now for the coverage and confidence in your policy that you deserve. Array Financial, offering a wide array of business and personal insurance at 763-504-3067. 763-504-3067. Array Financial Insurance, your peace is our policy.
At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, they want to make that fireplace work for you with a fireplace insert. Did you know that in cold winter weather, an open fireplace will take heat from your home? A fireplace insert will change it to an efficient heat-producing place for comfort. At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, you'll find the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of wood, gas, and electric fireplace inserts. More importantly, Woodland has the knowledgeable staff that will help you choose what's right for your home. You can combine style and warmth while reducing your carbon footprint. At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, you can see and feel how cozy a fire can be. They have over 30 working units on display at 2901 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, where Riverside and Franklin Avenue meet. Or visit online at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services. For over 30 years, they've been installing and servicing fireplace products. Enjoy the winter weather in front of an environmentally smart fire from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces.
From the M950 Weather Center, here's our forecast for tonight in the Twin Cities. Partly cloudy, low tonight 32. Friday, mostly sunny, tomorrow's high 46. Friday night, cloudy with a low of 29. And Saturday, a 40% chance of rain and snow with a high of 36. Saturday night, a 30% chance of snow with a low of 28. And then Sunday, a 50% chance of snow and a high of 33. That's a weather check on AM950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
The Stephanie Miller Show, weekday mornings 8 to 11 on AM950, KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the voice of Minnesota.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Twenty-five before the hour. Our nightly email from almost every night from our economics correspondent, Prairie 2, who writes tonight, the China Stock Exchange of New York, formerly known as the New York Stock Exchange, closed down sharply today as it became apparent that the rumors of a larger stimulus package for China that had driven up the market yesterday were false. Stocks of companies that supply raw materials and transportation for China led the decline. The Chinese government seems uncertain on how to proceed with the recovery, and this is causing a ripple of panic through the world economy. The talking heads blamed today's decline on General Motors and bank stocks, but since these are already trading at near penny stock levels, their future decline doesn't affect the market index that much. After 3 days of decline, General Electric is the next major company that is being driven toward penny stock status despite getting huge capital infusions from the government. Persistent rumors that they are concealing a credit time bomb were denied by their CEO on CNBC today. Yes, it's handy to have your own propaganda outlet, your own news channel, wink wink. Nearly 32 million Americans are now on food stamps, setting a new record, with 700,000 new recipients in just the last month, the same as the number of people who lost their jobs in February. The spreading misery is also driving retail sales down still further, which will cause more layoffs. And round and round and round we go. The only bright spot is that construction companies are now in full hiring mode as state and local road projects that were on hold are already using the stimulus money to gear up. So the good news, quote, quote, is that there are so many neglected roads, bridges, dams, etc., after 28 years of the terrorists being in charge, that by the time we finish the $3 trillion backlog of repairs, there will be more that is worn out to continue providing jobs. Prairie 2. Yeah, the stimulus money, these right-wing pukeheads are saying, oh, when's it going? It's not going to do anything. It's already starting to put some people back to work. All of a sudden, there's going to be a lot of people who say, hey, listen, I think I can handle a construction job. Where do I sign up? And General Electric, let's not forget General Electric. That's the, excuse me, that's the parent company of NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, think about that for a moment, as well as being one of the major weapons manufacturers in the history of the human race. Barry in Oregon writes, General Electric stock closed today at $6.66.
Whoa! 666? Whoa, really?
What did I hear that, is it Citibank stock? Is it a dollar? Is it Citibank? At a dollar? That's what it costs to use an ATM machine. That's what the stock is worth? Jesus God. Oh, well. All right, can't dwell on that. Can't do it. Can't dwell on it. let's move on. You know, I was talking last night about how Newsweek and who else? Who was I quoting last night? The articles that are coming out about how close the Bush crime family took this country to being a dictatorship, and the only thing that stopped them from doing it was the fact that they were afraid to do it. They, as all Republicans are, they were gutless little bastards who just didn't have the courage to pull the trigger on that. Now, I hadn't finished this last night, and I want to finish just a little bit of this from Michael Isikoff's Newsweek web story. We had covered all the stuff about how the First Amendment speech and press rights were on the verge of being ended, and all this stuff written by John Yoo, who is a law professor at University of California, Berkeley. Jesus Christ, a law professor. And you know, we went through this last night about Yoo and a whole list of people should be arrested immediately arrested, and put in a federal prison until they can be brought into a courtroom and charged with treason, at which point, I don't know that treason is a bondable offense. But I guess as long as they took Yoo's passport and put an ankle bracelet on him, I mean, Jesus, if that Bernie Madoff wander around with an ankle bracelet, I guess they could do John Yoo until they bring him to trial. And any jury, any place in the United States, after hearing the testimony, would probably come to the conclusion that he had, in fact, committed treason. And whatever the penalties are, treason. Now, I don't know. Are we at war? That's what all this was based on, that Bush had the powers of a dictator, according to these scummy rat bastards around him, like John Yoo, who wrote this stuff, because we were at war. But were we really? There's no declaration of war. The Constitution clearly states blah, 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 blah. And the last time the Congress declared war was in 1941. Jesus, God, think of the wars we've been involved since then. From Korea to Vietnam to Dominican Republic to all the countries we've invaded to Panama, never done with a declaration of war. So, could you be charged with treason in wartime? The reason I ask is because that, I think, is punishable by a firing squad or hanging. That's a capital crime. Treason in a time of war? I think it is. So, his attorneys, obviously, would fight like sons of bitches to prove that we really weren't at war. It was just old run-of-the-mill peacetime treason, which would be, what, life without parole? Life with parole eligibility in 20 or 30 years? Whatever. John Yoo should be tried for treason. Does anyone disagree? I mean, my God, by definition. Anyway. And all of this came out of the so-called Office of Legal Counsel. Some little rat hole stuffed away in the Department of Justice where all this treachery and chicanery and treason was fomented like a bunch of little goddamn Prussian generals trying to figure out a way to bring about World War II and then escape the hangman's noose or the firing squad's bullets. Same thing here. Same thing here. Only we caught them and put them on trial back in 1946 and 47. Didn't we? And these people are wandering around in the United States going to grocery stores and golf clubs and movie theaters. For how much longer? Kate Martin, director for the Center for National Security Studies, Washington think tank, said all these memos that have been released now by the Obama administration, memos written by John Yoo and Robert Delahunty, another Office of Legal Counsel lawyer, Robert Delahunty, all of this is part of a broader legal reasoning that gave Bush essentially unfettered powers. That means dictator stuff in the so-called war on terrorism.
Kate Martin said, quote, in October 2001, they were trying to construct a legal regime that would basically have allowed for the imposition of martial law. Oh, my God. Now, you, who's also a visiting scholar at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, why, of course, didn't respond to a request for comment that Michael Isikoff sought for this article in Newsweek. Alberto Gonzalez's lawyer said he had not yet had a chance to review the newly released memo and also declined to comment. Yeah, they better not say anything, because anything they say, you know how the riff goes, anything you say may and will be used against you in a court of law, these bastards. Okay, on January 15th, 2009, only 5 days before Bush left office, one of these skunks who worked in the Office of Legal Counsel rescinded three other legal memos written during the president's first term that claimed the powers to unilaterally suspend treaties, bypass restrictions on domestic surveillance, and take other actions to combat what they called terrorism without the approval of Congress. 5 days before Bush left office. Oh, quick, go erase it. Quick, change it. So the historians can't get to it. They'll never get to anything anyway. But if somebody does get through our wall of secrecy and they find it, quick, change it. 5 days before Bush left office. Now, the most controversial and best-known of Yu's legal opinions was his August 1st, 2002 memo that effectively approved the president's right to disregard a federal law banning torture. An accompanying and still unreleased memo from the same day approved the CIA's authority to use waterboarding, torture, against detainees. Do you understand this, Truth Seeker? And there's any debate about bringing these bastards to trial? Oh, in a related matter, well, there's something more, and it's almost as bad, if not worse. Just hang on for a second while I do the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Those that bleed the blood, those that work so well, can't believe the big screen. There's no justice in the hall. We're all criminals waiting to be called. They say don't step off the sidewalk and don't cross over the line. But we'll serve time at night and the lights begin to dim and the smoke seems to clear. You can't say what you want. We're all criminals here.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-331-1291.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-331-1291. 1-800-331-1291. That's 1-800-331-1291.
The only union auto glass company left in the state of Minnesota is Installers Plus. Locally owned, family operated, Installers Plus specializes in on-site auto glass repair and replacement, including commercial and industrial glass, as well as home windows, mirrors, patio doors, and business entry glass. Every insurance company is welcome and claims are processed for you. Installers Plus, the only choice for auto glass, because they're the only union shop left in the state. Visit glassinstallersplus.com or call 763-242-3798. That's 763-242-3798.
March, the first month of spring, full of surprises and a good way to connect. This is Jim Wishner inviting you to begin your March weekends with The Connection, Saturday mornings at 7. We take the top news of the week and turn it on its head, or at least on its side. Bring along a beverage and a good dose of common sense and your skepticism. The Connection, this Saturday morning, March 7th at 7 on KTNF.
They tried to take everything we had. They froze our accounts. They levied our accounts for over $17,000, threatening to imprison my husband.
I'm not an actor, and none of the people appearing in this commercial are actors. Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to power tax relief. Honest people just like you, whose circumstances left them owing more taxes than they could pay.
We ended up taking our $140,000 in tax debt and paid it off for $20,000.
You can bet that the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
They took my $48,000 tax debt down to $400. This is a company that really does do what they say they're going to do.
If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, it's time to call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real.
Call 1-800-352-0944. That's 1-800-352-0944.
This Saturday at 2 o'clock on the Radio Cafe, we'll get a first-hand look of the secret world of child brides. A 16-year-old girl forced by her own parents to marry an older man. Common practice in many countries, but this happened right here in St. Paul. Tune in this Saturday at 2 o'clock for a first-hand, real-life, gut-wrenching story of the horrors of being a child bride. That's this Saturday afternoon at 2 on the Radio Cafe. Brought to you by Amore Coffee, 917 Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
You don't have to spend a bunch of green just to be green. Simple, inexpensive fixes can make your home greener. Visit Natural Built Home and find out how easy it is to be green. From a simple sink aerator that saves water to low or no VOC paint, going green has never been easier and so affordable. Visit Natural Built Home at 4020 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis or visit naturalbuilthome.com and find out how you can save some green while going green with help from Natural Built Home.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. So just when you think these memos that the Bush crime family tried to hide and the Obama administration Justice Department has released, just when you think that they couldn't get any worse about the plans of the Bush crime family, these cowardly bastards, to absolutely and utterly gut just about every constitutional protection that a citizen has in this country. They were going to do it all. And I'm sure at some point they would have gotten around to the Second Amendment, too. But the First and Fourth and Fifth were the ones that they were, and Eighth, were the ones they were really going for to begin with. So, and justifying it. The same way Hitler justified the abrogation of the laws of Germany in order to set up his unitary executive form of government and the resultant death of 50 million people worldwide. Huh? But Hitler and his minions were military. They had experience in combat. These Bush crime family rat bastards were cowards, wimps, sissies. They built their little construct of, oh, we're going to be dictators, and didn't have the courage to pull the trigger. But worse, in a related matter, Michael Isikoff writes, the CIA acknowledged in a legal filing Monday that it has destroyed 92 interrogation tapes. 92 interrogation tapes, torture tapes, of two suspects who were subjected to waterboarding. 92 torture sessions on two detainees. 92. Think about that. Remember when Christopher Hitchens, and this was on YouTube, volunteered to subject himself to waterboarding? How long did he last? What was it? 45 seconds? 92 torture sessions by the CIA, and they taped it. The tapes have been destroyed. Isikoff goes on, while it was previously known that the agency had destroyed some tapes, the number of destroyed tapes was far more systemic than had previously been known. That's according to Amrit Singh, a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union, which has been seeking records about the destroyed evidence under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Remember when word came out about a year ago?
Oh, yeah, well, some of the tapes were destroyed. We had recorded some. Oh, sorry about that.
Now it turns out it was a systemic destruction of evidence. System-wide. Now that's just, as far as we know, that's just at Guantanamo. Do you know how many torture holes we have had around the world just during the Bush years? Do you know how many? No, you don't. Neither do I. But reports are it's dozens. And the whole world knows about this except us here in America. Jesus Christ.
A U.S. government official familiar with the matter said all of the destruction of these tapes took place in November 2005 and mostly involved the interrogations and detention of Abu Zubaydah, a so-called high-value detainee who was captured in March 2002 and remains today at the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay. A small number of the destroyed tapes also involved the interrogation and detention of another suspect, Abd al-Rahman al-Nashiri, an alleged architect of the October 2000 bombing of the USS Cole. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham, who is investigating the destruction of the tapes, previously said he planned to finish his interviews by the end of February, but has given no indication of whether he plans to charge anybody involved with a crime. Well, the newly disclosed October 23, 2001 memo was in response to a request from Alberto Gonzalez, at the time Bush's top lawyer. This is before he was Attorney General. And this guy Haynes, who was then chief counsel at the Pentagon. And they wanted to determine if there were any restrictions on the use of the U.S. military inside the country, here, in targeting terror suspects. The U memo essentially concluded there was none. No restrictions at all. You go, boys. The country, you argued, was in a, quote, state of armed conflict, end quote. The scale of violence, he argued, was unprecedented. Really? And, quote, legal and constitutional rules, end quote, governing law enforcement, such as the Fourth Amendment, prohibition on unreasonable search and seizures, did not apply. Well, why wasn't this done back in the horrible time when the Republicans were in control of just about everything, where it concerned the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building? Remember that? The guy who bombed the Murrah Federal Building, Timothy McVeigh and his cohorts. Why weren't all the laws of the United States suspended then? He was caught. He was tried. He was convicted. He was executed. Why was the rule of law maintained in that regard under Clinton, but under Bush, when they were chasing phantoms, all of a sudden the whole goddamn Constitution had to be ended? Well, you know the reason. Because Republicans are cowards. Republicans are incipient dictators. And they're not Republicans anymore anyway. They're Limbots. Limbaugh has murdered the Republican Party. Limbots are cowards. Limbots are blowhards. Limbots want to dress up in weird SS uniforms and stomp around the country. And they goddamn near pulled it off, except for one thing. Like Rush Limbaugh, they are, every one of them, cowardly, sneaky thugs.
Nancy Skinner here. A lot of people ask me about my skin. They say, you have young, beautiful-looking skin. What's your secret? Well, in America, we literally have thousands of products that can help enhance our appearance, some better than others, and most command huge dollars with very minimal results. Mostly this is due to useless filler ingredients that simply increase the company's profit margin. That's why educated consumers are a retailer's worst nightmare. So you should shop smarter and purchase products that have proven ingredients like retinol, glycolic acid, and vitamin C. These key ingredients are found in Dr. Arthur Perry's Night Skin Serum, which was formulated with the most effective amounts of anti-aging components. Night Skin helps enhance the natural collagen production, reduce fine lines, and fight brown spots. You simply apply a little right before bed, and you're done. Night Skin is convenient, affordable, and best of all, risk-free by dialing 1-800-488-8417. Dial 1-800-488-8417. Again, that number, 1-800-488-8417.
When you support the advertisers that support this station, you're doing a good thing. Not only are you supporting local small businesses, you're investing in your community and the future of this great state. And if for some reason you find a business that doesn't advertise on AM 950, tell them that they're missing out on the most influential and loyal listeners in the Twin Cities. For a complete list of businesses that support this station, or to find out how you can get an AM 950 bumper sticker, visit am950ktnf.com.
Stephanie Miller here with an important number for you, 952-937-6739. Got it? It's the number for Zero Res right here in the Twin Cities, 952-937-6739. Why important? Because they can clean your carpet, upholstery, tile, grout, and ductwork and do it without the use of soaps, detergents, and chemicals. Better for you, better for your family, and your pets. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z means zero residuals left in your carpet when they're through cleaning. Having used Zero Res in my home, I can't imagine using any other service. You can also find them at myzerores.com.
The Tom Hartman Program, weekday afternoons from 2 to 5 on AM 950 KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the voice of Minnesota.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. The White House says today's health care summit was a success. CNN's Bob Costantini reports a solution to the health care problem is sought by year's end.
In the face of the deep recession, President Obama is undaunted.
Now is exactly the time for us to deal with this problem.
The problem of a health care system few people seem to like, and one with economic strains. At his health care summit, the president rattled off past efforts with little to show.
When times were good, we didn't get it done. When we had mild recessions, we didn't get it done. There is always a reason not to do it.
Bipartisan members of Congress and health care leaders got the process rolling, kicking around ideas, but agreement may require a difficult balance. Bob Costantini, CNN Washington.
An industry report issued today says more than 11% of all mortgages are either delinquent or in foreclosure. Gail Mickey with Community Service of Arizona is trying to help.
If someone is older, that they then move in with their children, if that is at all possible, which means they may have to relocate.
Nationwide, the percentage of borrowers at least 1 month behind in their mortgage payments but not in foreclosure rose to nearly 8% in the last quarter of 2008. A new 12-year low set today by the Dow. The index fell a whopping 281 points to close at 6594.44. A voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage being challenged in California. Supporter Frank Schubert is confident the state Supreme Court will uphold the ban.
While one can never predict with certainty how these things will go, it did seem overwhelmingly clear that the strong majority of the court favors upholding proposition.
Also on the line, the validity of about 18,000 same-sex marriages already on the books. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Hello, I'm your eye.
And I'm your nose, with something very important to discuss with you this allergy season.
That's right. Nels and I, we both suffer from seasonal allergy symptoms, so we want to be treated together.
That's why we want you to ask your, well, our doctor about Veramist nasal spray. Prescription Veramist fluticasone furoate is one medicine that's FDA approved to treat both seasonal nasal
and seasonal eye symptoms in patients 12 and older.
Veramist treats me when I'm runny, stuffy, itchy, and sneezing.
Plus, treats my watery, itchy red eyes. Veramist is one medicine approved to treat all that.
For best results, use once daily. Side effects may include nosebleed, nasal sores, or nasal fungal infection. Eye problems, including glaucoma or cataracts, may occur, so have regular eye exams. Results may vary. Maximum benefit may take several days. Don't spray in eyes.
Talent knows.
All together now.
Veramist. For our seasonal nasal and eye allergy symptoms. One for all.
To learn more, talk to your doctor. See our ad in Health. Call 866-9-VERAMIST or visit Veramist.com.
Stevens.
Yeah, boss?
You're late again.
Sorry, boss. My car was swallowed up by a giant pothole.
A pothole?
Yeah, it was a big pothole.
Need a better excuse? Tune in for up-to-the-minute traffic reports when you need them most.
Stevens.
Sorry, boss. I was stuck on the crosstown all morning.
Well, okay then.
Traffic reports when you need them on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
If you've been looking for more excitement in your life, you'll find it at the Smitten Kitten, the Twin Cities' choice for quality adult products. Visit smittenkittenonline.com to shop from home and to get info on the Smitten Kitten Sunday events and workshops. Visit the Smitten Kitten, located in Uptown on Lindale, just south of Lake. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9, Sundays from noon to 7, or 24/7 at smittenkittenonline.com. The Smitten Kitten, playful, smart, sexy.
The Dakota tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community in Prior Lake, Minnesota, with charitable giving of more than $132 million over the last 11 years. In 2008, 15 Native American tribes each received $1 million grants from the Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community. Among the recipients were the Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma and the Kickapoo Tribe of Kansas. The Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma used their $1 million SMSC grant to purchase Indian City, USA Cultural Center, which serves as a vast outdoor museum to provide visitors with a historically accurate series of reconstructed American Indian villages. And the Kickapoo Tribe of Kansas funded a new administrative center to house the tribal government. The new 26,000-square-foot facility will provide a centralized building with all major tribal departments under one roof. The tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community. For more information, go to ShakopeeDakota.org.
This is Rachel.
And Ryan, the host of the Everything Green Show.
Join us every Saturday from noon to 1 to hear the latest green news, ideas, tips, and interviews.
This week we'll be interviewing Brett Olson from Renewing the Countryside. Find out about sustainable and innovative initiatives, businesses, and projects in rural Minnesota.
And I'll be talking about sustainable materials for your home and energy savings.
New to the Everything Green Show? Check out what you've missed at everythinggreenradio.com.
Or download our podcast to iTunes. Tune in every Saturday to discover
Everything Green.
Given today's market and economy, your financial future may be on your mind a lot, which is why Mark Haney invites you to join the Wealth Management Conversation with me, Dan Brooks, an experienced financial consultant. I'll provide concepts, commentary, and clarity on topics that matter to you. So email your questions to this station and tune in every Wednesday at 6:05. You can achieve financial success, and I'm glad I can help.
RBC Wealth Management. Member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Email here from Kay in San Francisco, who is a school teacher. Mike, your discussions on the impending death of capitalism the other night brought me back to one of the works I read while studying German literature in grad school. Who'd have thought that German literature could give me an understanding of the current state of affairs in the United States? But I find it does just that. From 19th century works by authors like Heinrich Heine to post-war authors like Bertolt Brecht, here's one example from an 1834 tract entitled The Hessian Messenger by George Buchner. Shortly after this was published, he had to flee the country. Here's the opening passage. In the year 1834, it looks like we could accuse the Bible of being one big lie. It seems that God created the farmers and craftsmen on the fifth day, the nobles and powerful on the sixth, and as if God said to them, "Rule over all living things that crawl," and the farmers and citizens were included in that category of crawling things. The life of the ruling class is a long Sunday, while the people lie before them like manure on a field. The farmer trudges behind the plow. The overseer of the noble lord walks behind the farmer and drives him together with the oxen and plow. The life of the farmer is a long work day. Strangers consume his fields before his eyes. His body is one big callus. His sweat is the salt on the table of his overlord. There's much more to it, but you get the idea. I remember, Kay writes, being struck by the relevance of this 19th century document to my 21st century life in the United States. If you ask me, Buchner could have been writing about the past 28 years in America under the rule of Republicans and Republican light. Regarding Michael Isikoff's article in Newsweek, he has verified my sense that I have been a fraud these past 8 years, teaching American democracy as if it still exists. In San Francisco. Well, I'm hoping that last statement was intended irony, but I don't think any of us could be accused of that, especially not school teachers, because who knew? Who knew that the Bush crime family was doing what they were doing? Remember, one of the first things Bush did, one of the first acts he did when he took power, and this should have been the tip-off to our crack media, or our media on crack in this country, it should have been the tip-off. The first thing he did was declare utter and absolute secrecy for everything going forward and going backwards, and his presidential directive gave the power to keep presidential records a secret even to the progeny of presidents. So the Bush's yet unborn great-great-great-great-grandchildren could each year renew the secret. No, no, you can't get in my great-great-great-great-granddaddy's papers. No, no, no. So how is anybody to know? If the Obama administration does nothing else, it has ripped off this filthy, the scab over this filthy, putrid administration and what it did. And what it attempted to do, which is even worse. No, Blagojevich was pilloried because he attempted, according to the phone calls, maybe, perhaps, to sell Barack Obama's Illinois Senate seat. What about the people who attempted to destroy the Constitution? We know who they are. They've admitted it. It's all there in the memos. What about them? What about Bush and Cheney, who freely admit to felonies? What about you? What about the rest of these sons of bitches? Oh, let's go get Rod Blagojevich. Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. Oh, you dirty son of a bitch. Hey, we're going to bring you on trial. Hey, you can't appoint anybody. Hey, we're going to impeach you. Hey, you're not the governor anymore. Hey, get out of town. Oh. Oh, justice has to be served, right? Yeah. From Tony. Mike, I listen to you as often as possible on XM. Was listening last night and kept hearing you refer to the Bush crime family as cowards and incompetent for not going through with their plans on things dealing with the Constitution. Sorry, but I have to disagree. I think they got exactly what they wanted. Money. They bilked the American Treasury for billions upon billions of dollars. Now, maybe if someone had stood in their way of getting all this money, then they would have gone through with their plans. And just take a look. When the market started to tank, around September, when it became obvious that the Republicans would lose the White House, so these criminals started to unload their stocks and are probably storing all of their billions in offshore accounts. Their plans were to grab as much money as they could and to make all of their friends and associates multi-billionaires. They did it with the war in Iraq, their secret energy laws, their deregulation of the banking industry, no-bid contracts, tax cuts for the wealthy, and even in the case of Hurricane Katrina, they made millions of dollars. So to me, This is not a sign of cowardice. It's more of a sign of cunning and deceptive practices to terrorize the public and the media so they could bilk us for everything we're worth. To these people, how much money they have is how they perceive power. And after 8 years, these people have tons of it. And now they are probably laughing at us because they got away with it. Tony. And then again, maybe not. There's no statute of limitations on what they did. We'll see. We'll see. And then there's this, before we get to Barack Obama's meeting today on health care. Wasn't that a joke? Not him. Barack Obama is, once again, I think he's making an effort to, I think what he's doing is trying to plant seeds to see what sprouts. But again, there's already a perfect, lovely working model available. He doesn't have to call these conferences. He doesn't have to get together all these special interests, whether they're members of Congress or pharmaceutical companies or doctors' organizations or insurance companies. It's not needed, but we'll get to that in a second. The FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, is warning that the U.S. Bank Deposit Insurance Fund could tank. This came out today. The U.S. government is warning banks that its deposit insurance fund could go broke this year as bank failures mount. The head of the FDIC, Sheila Bair, in a letter to bank chief executives dated March 2nd, defended the FDIC's plan to raise fees on banks and assess an emergency fee to shore up the fund and maintain investor confidence. Bair acknowledged the new fees announced last Friday would put additional pressure on banks at a time of financial crisis and a deepening recession, but insisted they were critical to keep the insurance fund solvent and protected. Bair wrote, quote, without these assessments, the deposit insurance fund could become insolvent this year, end quote. Holy Jesus God. So you know what that means? That means if you have money in a bank, if you have cash in a bank insured by FDIC, you better get it out. That's not me talking, it's the head of the FDIC. That's what she's saying. We could go bust! See what the Bush crime family, see what the Limbots have done to us? The FDIC, for Christ's sake. She said in the letter that the rapidly deteriorating economic conditions raised the prospects of, her words, a large number of bank failures through 2010. She wrote, quote, without substantial amounts of additional assessment revenue in the near future, current projections indicate that the fund balance will approach zero or even become negative, end quote. The FDIC last Friday announced it would impose a temporary emergency fee on lenders and raise its regular assessment to shore up the rapidly depleting deposit insurance fund that insures individual customer deposits up to $250,000. Well, it would seem, of course, I don't deal with banks. I've not dealt with banks in, 25 years. I deal with a credit union. But if you have money in a bank, isn't this like a warning? I haven't seen this on the nightly news, but there it is.
Someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom95.com.
Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom95.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 95.com. Freedom95.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Advocates of stem cell research are hopeful that their efforts may someday lead to major medical breakthroughs. But research involving stem cells from human embryos is controversial. The Bush administration put restrictions on the use of federal funding for research using human embryos. And while President Obama has promised to repeal that prohibition, he has not yet done so. This week on Access Minnesota, a look at stem cell research currently taking place at the University of Minnesota.
Sunday mornings at 7:30 on AM 950.
Are you ready to join a conversation where different points of view are not just respected but encouraged? If so, join us on The Rising Tide, a show dedicated to honoring our different points of view and exploring how we can come together as one people. We go beyond the bickering to create a dialogue where politics is presented in a positive light. Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at noon for The Rising Tide here on AM 950, The Voice of Minnesota.
This Saturday at 2 o'clock on the Radio Cafe, we'll get a first-hand look of the secret world of child brides. A 16-year-old girl forced by her own parents to marry an older man. Common practice in many countries, but this happened right here in St. Paul. Tune in this Saturday at 2 o'clock for a first-hand, real-life, gut-wrenching story of the horrors of being a child bride. That's this Saturday afternoon at 2 on the Radio Cafe. Brought to you by Amore Coffee, 917 Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
Congratulations, Rachel. Your loyal listeners and all of us here at AM 950, the Voice of Minnesota, wish you all the best as you leave the radio airwaves to focus on your TV show. We'll miss you, but also want to thank you for your years of hard work and dedication. And now we have another reason to wake up early, to catch everything you missed the night before on Rachel's TV show. Catch a rebroadcast of Rachel's TV show weekday mornings at 4 on AM 950, KTNF, the Voice of Minnesota.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Have you been following the reports of the horrific increase in the number of U.S. soldiers committing suicide? It's getting very little notice on the news, not the sort of thing corporate America wants publicized. The military can't figure it out. One of their clinical psychologists suggests it may be the cold, depressing winter weather. Yeah, there you go. The weather.
Mike Malloy. Weekday evenings 8 to 11 on AM 950 KTNF, the Voice of Minnesota. Ring of Fire.
They've always been good about this blame game thing. They've always been able to point the fingers at the press. It's the press, it's minorities, and they just don't give us a fair shake.
One of the rules of the blame game now is you can't blame minorities in the media, because that's just old and that falls on deaf ears. You have to really blame each other.
Ring of Fire. Saturdays from 4 to 7. Sundays from 7 to 10 on AM 950 KTNF.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. This was at rawstory.com. President Obama held, this was from early this morning. President Obama is set to convene a summit on reforming health care today. And he did. And some Republicans are already taking shots. Representative Zach Wamp, part of the Limbaugh party, he's from Tennessee, told MSNBC's Tamron Hall that Obama's proposed health care plans would be, quote, a fast march to socialism, end quote. See, there it is again. You know, it used to be liberal, now it's socialism. and that he believes that, quote, health care is not a right because many choose not to have insurance. He said, quote, this is almost class warfare. In order for Obama to be able to say everyone now has health care, listen, health care is a privilege, end quote. The MSNBC anchor was almost taken aback by the privilege remark and asked Representative Womp to explain. If you have cancer right now, do you see it as a privilege to get some treatment? I was just about to say, for some people, it's a right, but for everyone, frankly, it's not necessarily a right. Half the people uninsured today choose to remain uninsured. Half of them don't have any choice, but half of them choose to what's called go naked and take the risk of getting sick. They end up in the emergency room, costing you and me a whole lot more money. End quote. What a dumb son of a bitch. What a typical Limbaugh. What a typical member of the Limbaugh party. What a dumb, ignorant bastard. And you want to know something? Zach Womp is considering running for governor of Tennessee despite recently admitting he was a coke addict. What is with this Limbaugh party? They're all junkies, child molesters, serial adulterers. Jesus Christ, now there's a coke addict. Who's going to run for governor of Tennessee? Really? Okay, well, you and Limbaugh ought to get along real well. After Womp finished his tirade, Tamron Hall came very close to implying that the Limbaugh party couldn't come up with any viable alternatives. Tamron Hall said, talking over Womp as he loudly accused Obama of seeking to cut Medicare benefits to pay for the health care plan. The anchor said, well, as you know, sir, the administration disputes that. But what we're going to do is let the president speak for himself. Tamron Hall continued, I'm not speaking for President Obama. I'm just more intrigued by who has the right to have health care and who doesn't. Womp interjected, we better stand up and defend our system or it's going to go away. Well, if you have any kind of a working knowledge of some of the treaties we've signed, you would dispute Womp's charge that it's a privilege, not a right. Along with other documents, the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, signed by all nations, including us, seeking U.S. membership in 1948, contains the following statement, quote, everyone has a right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of himself and of his family, including food, clothing, housing, and medical care, and necessary social services, and the right to security in the event of unemployment, sickness, disability, widowhood, old age, or other lack of livelihood in circumstances beyond his control, end quote. And another MSNBC reporter said, if you go around the country, you won't hear many people saying, I don't want health care. Adding that the point of today's summit was, in fact, to bring people together with varying views on the issue. White House source said, quote, now's the time to reform health care. And no one says we agree with everything. We welcome voices from all sides of the spectrum, end quote. Another big mistake, you see? Another big mistake. Voices from all sides of the spectrum. Let me tell you something. There is a working model that's available right now to everybody over the age of 65 or over the age of 62 or whatever it is. And it's called Medicare, and it works fine. You know what the administrative costs are? What, 2 or 3%? Who administers Medicare, you dumb goddamn right-wingers? Who does? Who does that? Oh, I realize that you right-wing pissants in Congress tried to corrupt it by dragging in these horrific, horrible, disgusting HMOs, but who runs Medicare? The socialist states of America, right? Well, to the members of Congress in the Limbaugh Party, as well as the Democratic Party, how do you get your health care? Isn't it from a government source? I mean, aren't you guaranteed health care no matter what? You hypocritical sons of bitches, every one of you, but especially you Limbaughs. This is unbelievable stuff. Medicare. You want to have universal single-payer health care in this country? Very simple. Look at Medicare. How many tens of millions of people use Medicare? And it's doing just fine, thank you. We'll be back after the break. I think I'm going to need some Medicare here in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Kathy Malloy. Being a financially challenged working-class liberal, my nightly skincare routine used to mean I washed my face, then slathered on whatever moisturizer I had left over in one of those tiny sample bottles they give you free in hotels. But then I found an exceptional new product that really made an overnight difference in my appearance. And you don't have to be a rich Republican to afford it. Night Skin. Now I just dab a little on each night and wake up with smoother, softer skin. Mike even said the other morning that I look pretty. And that was before his morning coffee. Night Skin was developed by nationally awarded cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and it contains all those ingredients like retinol and glycolic acid that expensive beauty salons use on their rich Republican clients. But you can try Night Skin risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 and try it today. Even my 4-year-old noticed the difference. That's 1-800-573-0477 for softer,
free speech. What a concept. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know, I often blurt out embarrassing stories about my past.
Yeah.
Frank Sloan once hit on me at the Playboy Mansion.
What were you doing at the Playboy Mansion?
I don't remember. Todd Bridges took me. You know, I've dated Todd Bridges and Greg Brady. Also been hit on by Tom Arnold. I've collected the oddest assortment of Hollywood characters ever. Alan Thicke, too. You remember that?
You dated Alan Thicke?
I didn't, but he asked me.
The Stephanie Miller Show, weekday mornings from 8 to 11 on AM 950 KTNF.
The Dakota tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux community in Prior Lake, Minnesota, with charitable giving of more than $132 million over the last 11 years. In 2008, 15 Native American tribes each received $1 million grants from the Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux community. Among the recipients were two Minnesotan Chippewa tribes, the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa and the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa. The Boys Fort Band of Chippewa was awarded a $1 million grant for economic development near their Vermilion Lake Reservation. And the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa received a $1 million grant to fund a Head Start daycare facility, which will open in early summer 2009. This funding will allow many more children the opportunity to participate in these valuable early childhood opportunities. The tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux community. For more information, go to ShakopeeDakota.org.
Stevens.
Yeah, boss?
You're late again.
Sorry, boss. My car was swallowed up by a giant pothole.
A pothole?
Yeah, it was a big pothole.
Need a better excuse? Tune in for up-to-the-minute traffic reports when you need them most.
Stevens.
Sorry, boss. I was stuck on the crosstown all morning.
Well, okay then.
Traffic reports when you need them on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
They tried to take everything we had. They froze our accounts.
They levied our accounts for over $17,000, threatening to imprison my husband.
I'm not an actor, and none of the people appearing in this commercial are actors. Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to power tax relief. Honest people just like you, whose circumstances left them owing more taxes than they could pay.
We ended up taking our $140,000 in tax debt and paid it off for $20,000.
You can bet that the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
They took my $48,000 tax debt down to $400. This is a company that really does do what they say they're going to do.
If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, it's time to call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real.
Call 1-800-352-0944. That's 1-800-352-0944.
This is Mark Green. Join me on 7 Days in America on weekends, where I am joined by Arianna Huffington. We discuss our views on the news of the week. We're often joined by Bob Carey, Bob Schrum, Joe Connison, Katrina Vandenhoevel. If you're a progressive patriot, join us on 7 Days in America.
7 Days in America, Sunday nights at 6 on AM 950 KTNF.
From the M950 Weather Center, here's our forecast for tonight in the Twin Cities. Partly cloudy, low tonight 32. Friday, mostly sunny, tomorrow's high 46. Friday night, cloudy with a low of 29. And Saturday, a 40% chance of rain and snow with a high of 36. Saturday night, a 30% chance of snow with a low of 28. And then Sunday, a 50% chance of snow and a high of 33. That's a weather check on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
The Ed Schultz Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on AM 950 KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the voice of Minnesota.
Renegade Talk Radio done right. From the left, it's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, that's us, Renegades. It is about 25 before the hour. One of the positions taken by these brain-dead limbots, and you hear them, they'll walk out of their little congressional hearing meetings. Now, by limbot, if you're not cued in, limbot is... Rush Limbaugh murdered the Republican Party. It doesn't exist anymore. It's now the Limbaugh Party. So we have two parties now. We have the extreme right neo-Nazis, that's the Limbaugh Party, and we have the conservative party, which is the Democrats. And at some point, maybe, possibly, somebody will begin to organize a liberal party in this country, like most civilized countries. Speaking of civilized countries, look due north, across the boundary between the United States and Canada, and you'll be amazed. I'm always amazed at when I hear Limbaugh members of the House or the Senate come out and make statements about, well, you know, every time they compare us to the Canadian system of their socialized, socialistic health care, then, you know, I hear all the time from people in Canada about long lines, and they have to wait months to get a procedure done. And we don't want that here in our country. I have to laugh my ass off. Now, I laugh, but only from the perspective of knowing better. Imagine what Canadians think when they hear this, because their airwaves are also polluted with these limbots. I have an email here from Eric. Hi, Mike. I live in Canada. Regarding our health care, no waiting lines, no paperwork, no dealing with insurance companies. I choose my doctor. For some reason, your right-wing media, and therefore the people in the United States, seem to think our health care system in Canada is bad. They are so wrong. If you want extra insurance, you can buy up. You can buy top up private insurance. I guess that's a Canadian expression. You can buy top up private insurance, but that doesn't put you ahead of anyone else. It's just for private rooms or a drug plan or dental, etc. Oh, and we didn't have to bail out any of our banks. We kept the regulations in place.
Damn, Canadians are a bunch of socialists.
Maybe the U.S. would like to become a Canadian province. But that would be like bringing a 300-pound spoiled stepchild into the family. Oh, kick us when we're down, Eric. One more thing, Eric writes. If the Republicans take to the streets and start to commit terrorist acts against your government on behalf of their organization, they could be labeled as a terrorist group, rounded up and held without trial. Wouldn't it be ironic if they end up in their own private jails collecting stock dividends from their own incarceration? Eric, would we like to become a Canadian province?
I would!
Yeah, you know, I heard it today from one of these members of the Limbaugh Party, some jackass who just couldn't control himself. You know, Obama is doing what Obama and his advisors think is right, holding this great, ginormous open meeting. Everything's open. Bless his heart for that. It's all out there. You can hear the squealy Limbots as they talk about preserving our system, which means they want to be kept on the payroll of the industrial healthcare, or the healthcare, what am I trying to say? The healthcare industrial complex. They don't want to miss their checks. These sons of bitches who would sell their own sick mothers down the street if it meant an extra $10,000 in their reelection kick. Okay, maybe not their own mothers, but goddamn sure your mother. And they come out to the microphones set up by MSNBC or CNN or whoever.
Well, you know, the Canadian model, that socialism up there, we sure don't want nothing like that here in the United States of America, because that would mean the end of our free enterprise system.
Oh, my God. They still don't get it, do they? They still don't get it. And they never will. So while Barack Obama holds his healthcare summit, and okay, you know, the one thing he said today that I certainly agree on, one thing that was not on the table is doing nothing. He said this time, quoting the president, there is no debate about whether all Americans should have quality, affordable health care. The only question is how. Well, I don't know. I hate to come across like a smartass or a know-it-all. You know, I'm just a critic. But is it fair for me to say that we have the model in this country, and it's called Medicare, and it's right there. It's right there. If we took the premiums, I mean, what are people on Social Security who have Medicare? What's the Medicare premium? What is it, $80 or $90 a month now? Do you know, Kathy? It depends. Well, I guess there are some mitigating factors about how much it costs. But I'm going to guess around $90-$100 a month. $1,200 a year. If you have health insurance and you have it through your employer and you get fired or laid off or your job disappears, what happens to your health care? There's no point in asking these questions. Everybody knows what happened. Where are we at now? 57 million Americans? That's one out of six of us with no health care? Do you know who suffers most from this? Sure you do. Children. People with so-called pre-existing conditions. This is horrifying. It's horrifying. How do you fix it? Oh, I don't know. Let's think of a way. Well, the model's right there, Medicare. There it is. Do you suppose everybody in America who has insurance could afford $100 a month? Do you know what we spend on health care right now? The feds estimate that we will spend $2.5 trillion. $2,500 billion this year on health care. That's an average of $8,160 a person. $8,160 a person. Now that includes people who do nothing, who don't get sick, who don't see a doctor, who don't go to a hospital, who don't see a nutritionist, who don't go and talk to somebody about preventive medicine, i.e. proper diet, exercise, so on and so forth, who don't attend a no-smoking clinic, who don't get information about how to avoid diabetes, who aren't told, stay the goddamn hell away from McDonald's and the rest of these places, these poison dumps, these toxic waste dumps that pass as fast food restaurants. There's no telling. But the average is $8,000 a person. $8,000 a person. What is infant mortality? We rank 41st now. 41st in the on Earth in infant mortality. Think about that. Now, these are the same limbots, these same right-wing bastards in Congress who will do anything to save a fetus or a blastocyst. They'll do anything to stop the sale of condoms because that's God's work. Anything to save a fetus. But where it concerns saving a child? Right. Without any change in federal law, it is estimated that health care will account for more than 20% of the nation's entire economic output in 2018, up from 17.6% in 2009. And public programs will account for more than half of all health spending without any of the changes contemplated by the Obama White House. MoveOn.org has joined the National Education Association and an organization called Healthcare for America Now. In trying to get support for Obama's efforts to remake the healthcare system. And, I haven't seen Move On's position, but if it's not single-payer healthcare, then to hell with Move On, too. To hell with all of them. Single-payer healthcare, I mean, that's the way it has to be. It has to be that way. There is no other way. These predatory insurance companies, I mean, come on. Are they in business to preserve your health or to make a profit? 3, 2, 1. That's right! To make a profit. And to do anything they can to make sure that when you have an office visit, a procedure, or whatever, that they don't have to pay. It's not health care. It's health denial of care. They have to be eliminated. Let's get Rush Limbaugh to murder them, too, the way he murdered the Republican Party. Come on. Do it, Rush. You can do it, big man. Five senior Republican senators said they're eager to work with Obama. But a little more of that when we come back. Stick around. You got to hear what they said. You got to hear what these rat bastards said. The usual group of thugs. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Workplace security, the court system, correctional programs. These are just some of the areas in the field of criminal justice. To begin a career in one of the many criminal justice areas, it takes knowledge and training. If you have the desire to explore a future in this fast-growing career field, get started with a degree from an ITT Technical Institute. Write down this number, 1-800-338-4713. With a criminal justice degree from ITT Tech, you can pursue entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and community corrections. At ITT Tech, classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Is criminal justice a career path for you? Call for a brochure at 1-800-338-4713. The ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Classes are forming, so call now.
Stevens!
Yeah, boss?
You're late again.
Sorry, boss. My car was swallowed up by a giant pothole.
A pothole?
Yeah, it was a big pothole.
Need a better excuse? Tune in for up-to-the-minute traffic reports when you need them most.
Stevens!
Sorry, boss. I was stuck on the crosstown all morning.
Well, okay then.
Traffic reports, when you need them, on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
Dancing can be fun and easy. Whether you dream of dancing the tango or the salsa and want to learn in a friendly, supportive environment, visit DancersStudio.com. We provide group classes and private instruction, guaranteed to get you out of your seat and on your feet. Plus, dancing is a great way to spice up a relationship or to meet new people. Find out more by visiting DancersStudio.com. At Dancers Studio, the only thing we like more than dancing is teaching others how to dance.
At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, they want to make that fireplace work for you with a fireplace insert. Did you know that in cold winter weather, an open fireplace will take heat from your home? A fireplace insert will change it to an efficient heat-producing place for comfort. At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, you'll find the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of wood, gas, and electric fireplace inserts. More importantly, Woodland has the knowledgeable staff that will help you choose what's right for your home. You can combine style and warmth while reducing your carbon footprint. At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, you can see and feel how cozy a fire can be. They have over 30 working units on display at 2901 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, where Riverside and Franklin Avenue meet. Or visit online at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services. For over 30 years, they've been installing and servicing fireplace products. Enjoy the winter weather in front of an environmentally smart fire from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces.
Advocates of stem cell research are hopeful that their efforts may someday lead to major medical breakthroughs. But research involving stem cells from human embryos is controversial. The Bush administration put restrictions on the use of federal funding for research using human embryos. And while President Obama has promised to repeal that prohibition, he has not yet done so. This week on Access Minnesota, a look at stem cell research currently taking place at the University of Minnesota.
Sunday mornings at 7:30 on AM 950.
Hard-hitting interviews, news-making guests, and incisive analysis. It's on Meet the Press this Sunday. We invite you to tune in this week for the very best in political debate. Exclusive interviews with the world's newsmakers and roundtable discussions with the leaders in the fields of journalism, politics, and history. If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. Sunday nights from 5 to 6 on AM 950, the voice of Minnesota.
Liberal is a good word. It's more Mike Malloy.
It is 10 before the hour. So while Obama is calling his health care conference today, the summit on health care, to try to figure out what to do. And by the way, the conference had more than, according to New York Times, more than 150 participants, including members of Congress, leaders of labor unions, business groups, doctors, hospitals, insurance companies, and consumer organizations. Everybody was there. Here we are. And in his opening remarks, Obama provided no new details of how he would extend coverage to the 50 million who have no health insurance. Instead, he expressed hope that, quote, a transparent and inclusive process, end quote, would produce a bipartisan consensus. You got to be kidding. Mr. President, with all due respect, how much longer are you going to play this this bipartisan game? I mean, it's great for, you know, for the folks out here in Dunderheadville. We all love you. Your approval rating is where? 80%, 120%. We're pulling people off other planets in the universe to express our approval of you. That's fine. But don't think for a second that Republicans, that Limbots in Congress are going to bipartisanship anything. They're not here for bipartisanship. They're here to follow the dictates of their leader, Rush Limbaugh. And all he wants to do is get laid. He's looking for somebody that he can diddle. That's why he showed up at the CPAC conference with his shirt open down to here. Hi there! Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Look how shiny I am tonight. Notice my shirt's open down to here. You see this? I was one of the characters on Sopranos for a while. They called me Big Pussy. Do you remember? You remember my character? Right after this, you see, during the day, noon to 3 Eastern Time, I work as a God-given talk show host at night. I'm a bouncer at a strip club. You want to come along? Bon Pissero is my last name, but you can call me Big Pussy. That's what everybody calls me.
The Limbots, Mr. President, are as interested in working with you as they are interested in getting testicular cancer.
Forget the bipartisanship! Kick them in the ass, get them out of your conference room, and get to work with people who understand that we've got to have single-payer health care. Sit down and figure it out. You're a bright man. You can do it.
You want to know what the Limbots are doing? In a letter to President Obama, 5 senior Limbot senators said they were eager to work with him. We're eager to work. But they rejected one of Mr. Obama's campaign proposals, which called for creation of, quote, a new public insurance program. Oh, Christ. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Where's Big Pussy? Come over here, Big Pussy. Quick, save us.
What? What's going on?
Well, they're talking about a new public insurance program.
Oh, really? You got a daughter? Can I date your wife? Look at my shirt, open down to here. You like this? Let me bounce some more. Thra-boom, thra-boom, thra-boom. Those are my boobs.
A new public insurance program to compete with private insurers. Uh-oh. The letter said, from the 5 leading senior Limbaugh senators, the letter said, quote, forcing free market plans to compete with these government-run... Free market plans? You got to be goddamn kidding me. Oh, well. Forcing free market plans to compete with these government-run programs would create an unlevel? Playing field? When you have cancer, you're not on a playing field.
An unlevel playing field and inevitably doom a true competition. Ultimately, we would be left with a single government-run program controlling all of the market. End quote.
Who's the letter from? Limbaugh Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Limbaugh Senators Michael Enzi of Wyoming, Charles Grassley of Ohio, Judd Gregg, him again, of New Hampshire, and Orrin Hatch of the number one state in America for consuming pornography online, Utah. That's who sent the letter.
Well, you know, Mr. President, ultimately we'd be left with a single government-run program controlling all of the market.
Market? You filthy sons of bitches. It's not a market. It is essential to human health. But that's right, you're Limbots. You would sell your mother on a street corner, no offense to sex workers, if that's what the golden
EIB microphone thug told you to do. Hi, my name's Big Pussy. Here I am. I'm looking for a little action tonight. Hey, how about some of you little Republican girls out there? What do you do when this conference is over? You know, you remind me of Darren Kagan. I dated her for a while. But all the girls are busy? All right, how about some of you boys? Some of you look like Darren, too.
So the Limbots, huh? Now, a lot of people on the sad, misguided members of the Democratic Party refer to the Massachusetts model. Of course, that's failing because it's not single-payer health care. An op-ed today in the Boston Globe written by Dr. Suzanne King. And she starts out by saying Massachusetts has been lauded for its health care reform, but the program is a failure. We'll pick it up right there when we come back after the break. So do stick around, okay? I'm Mike Malloy.
And I'm Big Pussy, and I'm looking for some action here tonight. It's you like my black shirt? Look here, it's open way down to here. How about my hair slicked back? You like that? Let me tell you a joke about people who have cerebral palsy and they shake all the time.
Pacific Garbage Patch is a floating stew of garbage. It's floating off the coast of Hawaii. It's twice the size of Texas, and it's growing 10,000 square miles per year. You can help stop this travesty and save your company money. Kirk Meyer, founder of EcoMugs, is not accepting the recession when it comes to his crusade against styrofoam use in offices. As an incentive, Kirk's offering a free EcoMug to every qualifying company that clicks on the EcoMugs logo on EcoMugs.com. Upload your company logo, and with a minimum purchase of one EcoMug, EcoMugs will send you a free 15-ounce EcoMug featuring your logo and name. EcoMugs help brand your company and let your customers know you're being ecologically responsible. Over 100 million Americans have a cup of coffee every morning. Help keep paper and styrofoam cups from becoming landfill or ending up in the ocean. Visit EcoMugs.com, and don't forget to buy one EcoMug, get one free. That's EcoMugs.com.
When you support the advertisers that support this station, you're doing a good thing. Not only are you supporting local small businesses, you're investing in your community and the future of this great state. And if for some reason you find a business that doesn't advertise on AM 950, tell them that they're missing out on the most influential and loyal listeners in the Twin Cities. For a complete list of businesses that support this station, or to find out how you can get an AM 950 bumper sticker, visit am950ktnf.com.
Stephanie Miller here with an important number for you, 952-937-6739. Got it? It's the number for Zero Res right here in the Twin Cities, 952-937-6739. Why important? Because they can clean your carpet, upholstery, tile, grout, and ductwork and do it without the use of soaps, detergents, and chemicals. Better for you, better for your family, and your pets. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z means zero residuals left in your carpet when they're through cleaning. Having used Zero Res in my home, I can't imagine using any other service. You can also find them at myzerores.com.
The Bill Press Show, weekday mornings 5 to 8 on AM 950 KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the voice of Minnesota.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. We're following a developing story tonight out of Cleveland. Police there searching for the man responsible for shooting six people, five of whom have died.
We have eyewitnesses to this case. We're confident this is our suspect, and we need to take him into custody immediately.
Police spokesman Thomas Stocco telling CNN four of the dead are children. President Obama is calling for a major overhaul of our health system, and spokesman Robert Gibbs says he wants to pay for it by limiting the charitable deductions that wealthy Americans can take on their taxes.
A middle-class family donates a dollar to charity, they get 15 cents off their income tax. Bill Gates donates a dollar to charity, he takes 35 cents off his income tax. The proposal that the White House has would simply reduce those levels to the same levels that we saw during the Reagan administration.
The health care proposal comes on the heels of the president's mortgage rescue plan. CNN's Ali Velshi says that one is for people who can't afford to pay their mortgages.
You have to be at risk for defaulting. This isn't just for everybody. You can be underwater by up to 50%, which means your house can be $100,000 in value, your mortgage can be $150,000, and you have to prove that if they refinance you and remodify your mortgage, you'll be able to actually make the payment.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner back on Capitol Hill today talking up the president's proposed federal budget.
What we're laying out is something that we think is going to be good for growth, good for business, good for the long-term growth potential of the American economy.
Daylight saving time begins this weekend, but sleep expert Dr. Nicholas Rumo says you should be trying now to adjust your body to the new time.
If you do nothing, it's going to take probably a couple of days for each hour.
And you will be losing 1 hour of sleep starting Sunday morning. the most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Another Vanguard simple truth. Investment costs count. High costs can be a drain on your portfolio. So we keep costs down. In fact, the average mutual fund charges 6 times more than we do. It's your money. Hold on to it. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
Where do your donations to the Salvation Army go? Wherever hope is the only thing left. Wherever a life can be turned right side up. Wherever good can overcome. In your community and throughout the world, in unexpected emergencies and in everyday survival, thanks to your contributions, the Salvation Army is doing the most good. Donate today at SalvationArmyUSA.org.
When you support the advertisers that support this station, you're doing a good thing. Not only are you supporting local small businesses, you're investing in your community and the future of this great state. And if for some reason you find a business that doesn't advertise on AM 950, tell them that they're missing out on the most influential and loyal listeners in the Twin Cities. For a complete list of businesses that support this station, or to find out how you can get an AM 950 bumper sticker, visit AM950KTNF.com.
The Tom Hartman Show.
Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. If it's Friday, it's Brunch with Bernie. Join me as America's Senator, Senator Bernie Sanders, drops by for an hour to take your calls, answer your questions, and give us the news from inside the Beltway. Plus, it's Anything Goes Friday, your day to pick the topics we talk about. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for we the people.
Tom Hartman, weekdays from 2 to 5 on AM 950 KTNF.
The Bill Press Show.
President Obama ends outsourcing at the Pentagon, meaning no more no bid contracts for Halliburton. Sorry, Dick Cheney. Plus, stimulus money is out the door and construction projects have already begun. Never has the federal government acted so fast. Hear it all Friday on The Bill Press Show.
Right here, right now.
The Bill Press Show, weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on AM 950 KTNF.
This Saturday at 2 o'clock on the Radio Cafe, we'll get a first-hand look of the secret world of child brides. A 16-year-old girl forced by her own parents to marry an older man. Common practice in many countries, but this happened right here in St. Paul. Tune in this Saturday at 2 o'clock for a first-hand, real-life, gut-wrenching story of the horrors of being a child bride. That's this Saturday afternoon at 2 on the Radio Cafe. Brought to you by Amore Coffee, 917 Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
March, the first month of spring, full of surprises and a good way to connect. This is Jim Wishner inviting you to begin your March weekends with The Connection, Saturday mornings at 7. We take the top news of the week and turn it on its head, or at least on its side. Bring along a beverage and a good dose of common sense and your skepticism. The Connection, this Saturday morning, March 7th at 7 on KTNF.
In the next 30 seconds, you're about to become armed and dangerous. What will be your weapon of choice? Questions that expose and scare off predatory mortgage lenders. Questions like,
are these all the costs?
Am I eligible for a lower interest rate?
If you're about to refinance or are a first-time home buyer, shop for your mortgage with confidence. Get more questions that protect at 800-222-FAIR. That's 800-222-3247 or go to questionsprotect.org. Question everything. Protect your home. Brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour. Almost seven past the hour. Take your pick. Try English.
This is a Malloy program. Every 30 seconds, an American files for bankruptcy due to health care costs, according to Mr. Obama today. I just received an email. Did I say it's a Malloy program? Yeah, okay. We're talking about the health care summit that President Obama convened today, which, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be, you know, a skunk at the picnic, but I'm not sure what he's trying to do, except maybe let everybody have their shot and then go ahead and implement single-payer health care. Maybe, you know, maybe it's rope-a-dope once again. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the president would expect to get out of a meeting with all these disparate groups, competing groups, and his insistence that he remain bipartisan. You know, this man has got to realize at some point that bipartisan doesn't work. It just doesn't. Ignore the Limbaughs. They don't exist. The Republican Party has been murdered by Rush Limbaugh, and the Limbaughs have taken its place. Ignore them. They're even worse than the Republicans. Please, just stop. Use the Medicare model. Before I get back to Dr. Suzanne King, from Lou in Fayetteville, Arkansas writes, Mike, I'm 76, my wife is 74. We pay approximately $125 a month each through Medicare for both health care and prescription drugs. No pre-existing condition blocking, which is good since she has heart trouble and I'm a cancer survivor. Our premiums are much less than when we worked and she had the policy. Lou. Well, there you go. I got another email from somebody that said the amount he paid was $97 a month out of an $1,100 a month Social Security payment. All right. Dr. Suzanne King, writing at the Boston Globe, op-ed piece, she talks about how Massachusetts has been lauded for its health care reform, but the program is a failure. She says it was created solely to achieve universal insurance coverage. The plan does not even begin to address the other essential components of a successful healthcare system. What would such a system provide? The prestigious Institute of Medicine, part of the National Academy of Sciences, has defined five criteria for healthcare reform. Coverage should be universal, not tied to a job, affordable for individuals and families, affordable for society, and it should provide access to high-quality health care for everyone. Now, Massachusetts' plan flunks on all counts. Dr. King says, first, it has not achieved universal health care, although the reform has been a boon to the private insurance industry. The state has more than 200,000 without coverage, and the count can only go up with rising unemployment. Second, the reform does not address the problem of insurance being connected to jobs. For individuals, this means their insurance is not continuous if they change or lose a job. For employers, especially small businesses, health insurance is an expense they can ill afford. And it's also, I might add to Dr. King's op-ed piece, it's also one of the reasons the auto industry is going in the toilet. Third, she writes, the program is not affordable for many individuals and families. For middle-income people not qualifying for state-subsidized health insurance, costs are too high. For even skimpy coverage, for an individual earning $31,000, the cheapest plan can cost $9,000 annually in premiums and out-of-pocket payments. That's a 30-year income. Low-income residents previously eligible for free care have insurance policies requiring unaffordable co-payments for office visits and medications. This is the Mitt Romney plan. Fourth, the costs of the reform for the state have been formidable. Spending for the Commonwealth Care Subsidized Program has doubled from $630 million in 2007 to an estimated $1.3 billion for 2009, which is not sustainable. And fifth, reform does not assure access to care. High deductible plans that have additional out-of-pocket expenses can result in many people not using their insurance when they are sick. In my practice, Dr. King writes, of child and adolescent psychiatry, a parent told me last week that she had a decrease in her job hours, could not afford the $30 copayment for treatment sessions for her adolescent, and decided to meet much less frequently. In another case, a divorced mother stopped treatment for her son because the father had changed insurance, leaving them with an unaffordable deductible. And at Cambridge Health Alliance in Massachusetts, doctors and nurses have cared for patients who, unable to afford the new copayments, were forced to interrupt care for HIV and even cancers that could be treated with chemotherapy. The treatments have to end. Access to care is also affected by the uneven distribution of health care dollars between primary and specialty care and between community hospitals and tertiary care hospitals. Partners Healthcare, which includes two major tertiary care hospitals in Boston, was able to negotiate a secret agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts to be paid 30% more for their services than other providers in the state, contributing to an increase in healthcare costs for Massachusetts, which are already the highest per person in the world. This is Mitt Romney's healthcare plan. There is, Dr. King writes, there is, though, one U.S. model of health care that meets the Institute of Medicine criteria. Medicare. Ensuring everyone over 65, Medicare achieves universal coverage and access to care, is not tied to a job, is affordable for individuals and the country. Medicare simplifies the administration of health care dollars, thereby saving money. We need to improve Medicare and expand Medicare to include everyone. A bill before Congress titled the United States National Health Insurance Act would provide more comprehensive coverage for all. The bill includes doctor, hospital, long-term, mental health, dental, vision care, prescription drugs, medical supplies with no premiums, no copayments, no deductibles. People would be free to choose their doctors and hospitals, and insurance would not be tied to a job. Costs would be controlled because health planning and a national health program can reestablish needed balance between primary and preventive care and high-tech tertiary care. A modest progressive tax would replace what people currently pay out of pocket. This program would pay for itself by eliminating the wasteful administrative costs and profits of private insurance companies and save $8 billion to $10 billion in Massachusetts alone. We must let Congress know, she says, that we want improved access to affordable health care for all, not more expensive private health insurance we can't afford to use when we're sick. Massachusetts health care reform fails on all five Institute of Medicine criteria. Congress should not make it a model for the nation. Dr. Suzanne King. Is Suzanne King insane? She should know. She's a psychiatrist. Am I insane? I should know. I had 13 years of therapy. Because we agree on this. How simple would it be, for God's sake? I had no idea there was something before Congress called the United States National Health Insurance Act. Now, you got to ask yourself a question, Truth Seeker. With a plan out there that works. It works. Jesus Christ, it works. Why is it not being considered? Why is all this falderal, all this smoke and mirrors, all this national conference, all this 150 different groups getting together to say, well, let me see, what about this, and XYZ, and, well, no, you know, the free market. Well, you know, with all that, why doesn't somebody walk in with a fumigating machine, blow everybody out, sit the president down and say, here's how you do it. You see this? It's called Medicare. This is how it works. Expand it. That's all you have to do.
There. The sooner you earn your degree, the sooner you can reap the rewards of having it, which is why more busy professionals who need a bachelor's or master's degree are choosing University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-385-6400. University of Phoenix is designed for busy working adults. You go to class in the evening or on the weekend. You'll learn the latest skills and theories being applied today. You just do it in a more efficient way. So earn the degree you've always wanted at University of Phoenix. Call now for a brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call 1-866-385-6400. Programs vary by campus. Call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-385-6400. That's 1-866-385-6400.
John Elliott.
What the hell is happening with all of those ex-Bush officials? Spencer Abraham managed to hook a $60,000 a year post as a director of Occidental Petroleum. Former Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge accepted director's fees and consulting work from several firms. I mean, it's 75% of Bush cabinet members have taken positions with at least 119 companies, including 65 firms that lobby the government and 40 that lobby the very agencies that they headed.
John Elliott, early mornings 2 to 4 on AM 950, the voice of Minnesota.
We need to talk.
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 They don't believe in public schools. They don't believe in the investment. Obama does. He won. Deal with it.
Ed Schultz.
I love it. Oh, I just love it. I can't get enough of it. In fact, I think I'm going to go home and watch the replay of the election.
The Ed Schultz Show. Weekdays from 11 to 2 on AM 950 KTNF.
Really?
I'm serious as a heart attack.
Given today's market and economy, your financial future may be on your mind a lot, which is why Mark Haney invites you to join the Wealth Management Conversation with me, Dan Brooks, an experienced financial consultant. I'll provide concepts, commentary, and clarity on topics that matter to you. So email your questions to this station and tune in every Wednesday at 6:05. You can achieve financial success, and I'm glad I can help.
RBC Wealth Management. Member FINRA SIPC.
If you're buried in credit card debt, the last thing the credit card companies want you to know is that they're in the same trouble you are. The only difference is that they can get the government to bail them out, and you can't. Do you want to hear the other secrets they don't want you to know? Information that you too can use to get yourself debt-free? We're MST Financial, and we'll give you the information the credit card companies don't want you to know. Information you can use to get out of debt faster than you ever imagined. And right now, we'll give it to you for free. Just call now, 1-800-700-8240. Your creditors know the secrets to keeping you in debt and making themselves rich. Now you can use their secrets against them and get yourself debt-free once and for all. See how easy it can be. Call us now for this must-have free information. 1-800-700-8240. That's 1-800-700-8240. 1-800-700-8240.
This is Mark Green. Join me on 7 Days in America on weekends, where I am joined by Arianna Huffington. We discuss our views on the news of the week. We're often joined by Bob Carey, Bob Schrum, Joe Connison, Katrina VandenHeuvel. If you're a progressive patriot, join us on 7 Days in America.
7 Days in America, Sunday nights at 6 on AM 950 KTNF.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the flying monkey right with Mike Malloy.
Anybody know what Big Pussy says about all this? Big Pussy Bumpicero. You know, you saw him at the you saw him on CNN last Saturday addressing the CPAC group of hand jivers. There he was.
Well, hello there. Any of you girls out there want to go?
you know, a big pussy must have something to say about this on his program. Universal health care. What is so scary about single-payer health care for the politicians? There's only one answer. The money that they have been getting from the medical-industrial complex that is second only to the military-industrial complex. Do you see how thoroughly the lives of Americans are polluted and destroyed by these corporations? You see, what is the cost of managing Medicare, the administrative costs? 2%? 3%? What is the cost of the health care being as mismanaged as it is by these filthy, filthy HMOs and PPOs and all this private insurance? What is the administrative cost? 25%? 28%? Why is that? And how often does Medicare say, nope, we're not going to pay for that. That's a pre-existing condition. God damn it. What do you mean your blood sugar is off the chart? No, get out of here. Go away. You need what? You need cataract surgery? No, sorry. That's been building up since you were 28. Get out of here. Go away. No, not that door. That takes you to the bathroom. There's the exit. There you go. Go ahead. Get out. Jesus, God. So what is it? What is it that prevents single-payer health care? What is it that prevents our adopting the Scandinavian model, the French model, the Canadian model? What is it? You know as well as I do what it is. But in the meantime, the Limbots continue to fill the heads of America.
Oh, no, well, that would be, communism or socialism. And socialism's bad unless it's applied to companies like AIG or all these great big goddamn investment houses on Wall Street. Then socialism's good. You know, if they're screwing us, we don't even get bend-over stamps. But it's good. Yeah, let's come on, more trillions, more billions. But socialized medicine? No, can't have that. No. You got to die of all your dirty, rotten diseases because you can't get medical care. No. 51 million of you uninsured? Well, that's just like the labor pool necessary to capitalism. Got to have lots of people unemployed, lots of people uninsured. It's called competition, children.
That's the kind of stuff that revolutions are made out of, except for the fact that the American people are just absolutely hammered into the ground. I don't think there's that many of us who could pick up a goddamn rifle and let the powers be know that we've had enough! Because we're too tired. So here we sit. Energy policy. Remember the energy policy during the Cheney-Bush administration? Remember that?
Well, no, we're not going to let you know anything about it. I'm going to meet with the oil companies, and we're going to invade a couple of countries, and that's our energy policy. Now get the hell out of my office. And if you don't, I'll shoot you in the goddamn face. Hey, you want to go duck hunting? They got these ducks where they break their wings and then let them out of cages, and I get to kill them. I'm a duck hunter. Here, put your hand here. You can feel my pacemaker. Feel that? Now get your hand off me, Rush. I hear Malloy's calling you big pussy now. Oh, that's nice. We have to have him killed.
Astonishing. So here we sit, 41st on Earth in infant mortality. Think about that. And like I said earlier, the Limbots don't give a goddamn about a living child.
What? You mean we're 41st? Well, pray more. That's God lifting his veil of protection against the unborn because there's still abortions in this country. 41st, huh? Well, damn. We'll take care of the blastocyst, but if it becomes a born child, well, then, no.
Sick bastards. And I don't mean physically. I mean emotionally, mentally, morally. Why do these people manage to maintain control over us? What do we want? You know, Kathy and I have our insurance through our union, and it still costs us, what, $2,500 a year? And I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining! Plus, we pay a copay. And I'm not complaining. It's insane. One question before we go to the break. How much longer are we going to put up with this? How much longer are we going to put up with this? I'm sorry, that was two questions.
I don't know what to do. Well, I'm done with the flu. Oh, and I don't know what to do. Well, my doctor gave me up. He said, I can't do no more for you.
8. That's how many credit cards the average person has in their wallet. 8 different cards. Charge cards, bank cards, store cards, gas cards. It's so easy to get into trouble with debt. That's why over 5 million Americans have called Consolidated Credit. Consolidated Credit's Freedom Quest program can get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. They'll consolidate your bills into one easy payment, and they'll cut your monthly payments by up to 50%. All that so you can pay off your debt fast. 8 credit cards may have gotten you into trouble. One call to Consolidated Credit can get you out. They're the freedom people. Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now, 1-800-898-9879. 1-800-898-9879. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution.
5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed Debt Management Service Provider, Maryland 149.
The Pacific Garbage Patch is a floating stew of garbage. It's floating off the coast of Hawaii. It's twice the size of Texas, and it's growing 10,000 square miles per year. You can help stop this travesty and save your company money. Kirk Meyer, founder of EcoMugs, is not accepting the recession when it comes to his crusade against styrofoam use in offices. As an incentive, Kirk's offering a free EcoMug to every qualifying company that clicks on the EcoMugs logo on EcoMugs.com. Upload your company logo, and with a minimum purchase of one EcoMug, EcoMugs will send you a free 15-ounce EcoMug featuring your logo and name. EcoMugs help brand your company and let your customers know you're being ecologically responsible. Over 100 million Americans have a cup of coffee every morning. Help keep paper and styrofoam cups from becoming landfill or ending up in the ocean. Visit EcoMugs.com and don't forget to buy one EcoMug, get one free. That's EcoMugs.com.
Ron Reagan.
Democrat, Republican, from John McCain, Mitch McConnell to John Kerry, everyone seems to agree that our economy is in dire need of stimulus, and pronto. If this stimulus package works, you'll hear the Republican Party whistling towards the ground and cratering.
Ron Reagan. Weekday evenings at 7 on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
The Minneapolis Neighborhood Revitalization Program, or NRP, is helping make the city's neighborhoods better places to live, work, learn, and play. The NRP is empowering residents by bringing them into the planning process, and with great results. Residents of Harrison, a near Northside neighborhood, turned to the NRP when the Minneapolis Public Schools started planning construction of a new school.
The NRP helped us collaborate with the school board and the city, and in the end, we got a school, a park, and a neighborhood facility that's three times the size of the original. It's something that made us all happy.
All 81 Minneapolis neighborhoods are involved in NRP, working together, building a foundation for the future by organizing residents, brainstorming solutions, and implementing the neighborhood action plans they develop. We all benefit when we're all involved. The Minneapolis NRP. Find out more at nrp.org.
The NRP reminds you to check out the Minneapolis St. Paul Home Tour, April 25th and 26th. Find out more at msphometour.com.
They tried to take everything we had. They froze our accounts. They levied our accounts for over $17,000, threatening to imprison my husband. I'm not an actor, and none of the people appearing in this commercial are actors. Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to power tax relief. Honest people just like you, whose circumstances left them owing more taxes than they could pay. We ended up taking our $140,000 in tax debt and paid it off for $20,000. You can bet that the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
They took my $48,000 tax debt down to $400. This is a company that really does do what they say they're going to do.
If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, it's time to call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real.
Call 1-800-352-0944. That's 1-800-352-0944.
From the M950 Weather Center, here's our forecast for tonight in the Twin Cities. Partly cloudy, low tonight 32. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 46. Friday night, cloudy with a low of 29. And Saturday, a 40% chance of rain and snow with a high of 36. Saturday night, a 30% chance of snow with a low of 28. And then Sunday, a 50% chance of snow and a high of 33. That's a weather check on AM950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
Mark Haney, live, weekday evenings from 6 to 7 on AM950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
We teach them how to tie their shoes. They teach us how to live our lives. We teach them long division. They teach us how to bank online. Our children will always outgrow us. But for the first time in generations, they may not outlive us. Over the last 25 years, the percent of overweight children aged 6 to 11 has doubled. The percent of overweight teenagers tripled. Obesity kills. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all are linked to obesity, a problem that could be greatly reduced just by having a place to exercise. Right now, people are working hard to put parks and playgrounds where children live, where children will use them. Finding out how you can help is as easy as tying your shoes. Log on to earthshare.org now. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. A couple of emails here about this from Thomas in Mountain Ranch, California, who writes regarding health care. Any fool knows that the Massachusetts program is a failure because it was designed to fail. Anyone who believes that Mitt Romney was really thinking of the citizens of Massachusetts? No. The system was designed to fail, so to give voice to the notion that single-payer national health care cannot ever be viable. As for me, my wife and disabled child, we once were covered by Kaiser Permanente. I could not afford to continue the $1,200 per month premium. We lost our coverage. I'm 44. I had a heart attack last Christmas. My lovely daughter is a quadriplegic, cerebral palsy. My wife has lupus. Even if I could afford health insurance, who would insure me or my family? That's right, no one. We all know the statistics. 50% of all bankruptcy cases are caused by health issues. Yet when confronted with this fact, Harry Reid disputed it. I heard his interview on the now long-defunct Al Franken show. What is most bothersome for me is these blank blanks make legislation without knowing the facts. Thomas, Mount Ranch, California. There, you know, how many people are dealing with what Thomas and his family are dealing with? I get emails from so many listeners. And the ones who are dealing with these health issues are, you know, normally, usually, people over 40, probably over 50. It's like a bell curve that starts around age 40, and hits the peak around age 60, 65, 70, and then starts to fall off. And I think the reason it starts to fall off is because so many of us die. Because, first of all, it's not so much the medicine available. I mean, how many people in the world come to this country to study medicine? Look at the Cleveland Clinic. The premier cardiovascular clinic on earth, plus other fields of medicine. Johns Hopkins, the Mayo Clinic. I mean, these are extremely well-run, well-financed, cutting-edge medical facilities. But what do they treat? Well, among other things, people whose coronary arteries have been clogged with the kind of garbage that we take in that we call food, and any sane person would call sludge. We have a 4.5-year-old, almost 5-year-old child who has never, not once, and I take a lot of pride in this, I really do, never even set foot in a fast food restaurant. Oh, she knows what McDonald's is. And she knows what Chick-fil-A is. But Kathy and I started telling her when she was 2.5, that's where people go to eat things that make them sick. We don't go there, Molly. We don't go there. That's sick stuff. That's sick food. And she's to the point now where when we drive past one of these goddamn filthy golden arches that I swear to God look like the entrance to a cemetery, she says, "We don't go there? What about the toys?"
Actually, she says, "That's the food that makes you fat. And that's the food that kills you, right?"
Yeah. And who wrote this? John writes, subject line, you forgot. The agri-industrial complex, primary obstructionist of preventive health care, purveyors of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, sloth, anti-nutrition. But that's a whole show's worth of topic. From Sean. Yeah, of course. I mean, who in this country doesn't know that? Every time I go into town and you can't go, I swear to God, you can't go 2 miles without passing a McDonald's. You can't go a quarter of a mile without passing a Church's Fried Chicken or a Kentucky Fried Chicken or a Taco Bell. I mean, come on. I'm not going to go down the list. And you look through these big picture windows of people in there stuffing their faces with poison. It's goddamn poison. If you want a hamburger, good for you. I love a hamburger. But you know what I try to get? I try to get grass-fed beef that has no hormones, no garbage, no crap. And we eat a lot of fish. And even the fish now. You know, we don't touch farm-raised fish. You want to die a horrible death? Oh, I know. The mercury levels in the salmon, and we don't eat salmon anymore anyway because as a means of saying no to depleted fish stocks, what the hell do we eat? We eat grouper. We eat codfish. Why am I going through this? I don't care.
I don't know. I could add to our list of dietary peculiarities, but one of the realities I think that can't overlook is the economics of it. Fast food is cheap, and if you're poor, you can't afford grouper. You can't afford to go buy grass-fed beef. It's great. You can't afford to buy organic milk and eggs. You know, even working class people now can't afford that food. It's marketed to them because it's cheap, and they don't have a choice.
But I've noticed at the supermarkets around here that organic non-hormone-laced milk, the price of it is coming down. Okay, that's one product. Well, the corrupted food, the genetically modified food, the irradiated food, the garbage food, you know, everybody says it's cheap. But that's because the real cost of this slime, this filth, is not considered. What is not considered is the medical cost that goes with every fast food burger you stuff into your intestines. The carbon tax that is there, but nobody pays any attention to that. You know, a big burger, whatever the hell they're called, doesn't cost $1.98. It costs about $11. But you don't see the cost, not until you wind up in a coronary care unit. It's infuriating. We have the food industrial complex. How did this happen? How did it happen? You know, we have this, not far from here, we have this DeKalb County farmer's market. And it's huge. It's like an airplane hangar. But when you go in there, in a gigantic produce section, but except for certain times of the year, when you walk down these aisles, you see food from Brazil, Mexico, China. I would no more touch something grown in China than I would open a vein in my own throat. Let Big Pussy eat that stuff, not me. You know, all these foreign countries. And I think to myself, Jesus, God, how much did it cost to ship it here? And what kind of pesticide, insecticide, herbicide, chemical side, death side did they use on this garbage? You ever buy tomatoes grown in Mexico and take them home and watch what happens to them? Oh, God! I mean, tomato rot that it looks like it's some kind of a growth from another planet. But that's what NAFTA did. You know, Mexican farmers were doing just fine, thank you very much. They were growing food just like American farmers. And then along came NAFTA. So, you got to spray the tomatoes with this garbage so that'll make it up to those American, I can't keep talking about this. It's all about health care. It's all about health care. Simple nutrition classes. I mean, look what's happened in our schools. It has taken a movement of concerned parents to try to get the artery clogging garbage. I don't know how to describe it. The filth off the menus of our kids' lunches. Not my kids' lunch, because I have not let one of my children eat a school lunch in 35 years. They always carried their lunch. And I did the best I could as a single parent, and Kathy does the best she can, where it concerns packing Molly's lunch, to make sure that the stuff our kid takes is at least not toxic. Like what is, the candy man? You're not going to play. Oh, Jesus. We'll be back.
It's Molly's favorite.
We'll be back after the break.
Workplace security, the court system, correctional programs. These are just some of the areas in the field of criminal justice. To begin a career in one of the many criminal justice areas, it takes knowledge and training. If you have the desire to explore a future in this fast-growing career field, get started with a degree from an ITT Technical Institute. Write down this number, 1-800-338-4713. With a criminal justice degree from ITT Tech, you can pursue entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and community corrections. At ITT Tech, classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Is criminal justice a career path for you? Call for a brochure at 1-800-338-4713. The ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-800-338-4713. That's 1-800-338-4713.
Ring of Fire.
They've always been good about this blame game thing. They've always been able to point the fingers at the press. It's the press, it's minorities, and they just don't give us a fair shake.
One of the rules of the blame game now is you can't blame minorities and the media, because that's just old and that falls on deaf ears. You have to really blame each other.
Ring of Fire, Saturdays from 4 to 7, Sundays from 7 to 10 on AM 950 KTNF.
Hello, free-thinking Minnesotans. Tune in to Atheists Talk every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Coming up this Sunday, Robert Price and Scott Lohman will talk about the humanism of Star Trek. This show is a salute to the late Major Barrett Roddenberry. Check out our website at MinnesotaAtheists.org or call us at 612-588-7031. If you're interested in us, we're interested in you.
I'm Colleen Buckman.
And I'm Susan Shahada with Raising the Consciousness. Join us this Sunday at 1 p.m. where we explore the mind-body-spirit connection, the artist's voice as a path to change, and the important spaces in our lives.
Every Sunday at 1 p.m. on Raising the Consciousness, brought to you by Sacred Rearrangement Shop and Healing Center in Uptown Minneapolis and Fairtrade Ohm, a conscious philanthropic production company. Online at RaisingTheConsciousness.com.
If you weighed less, could you do more with your life? Less is More. Weight Loss for Women is a six-week, results-driven program that teaches you how to lose weight by getting healthy. No dieting, no packaged foods, and no quick-fix thinking. Less is More is presented by Cindy Lockhart, a licensed and registered dietitian. Classes start March 7th, so call today. Sign up early and bring a friend to save $100. Call Pure Health at 612-886-1874. Learn more at purehealthcoaching.com or call 612-886-1874.
Is debt taking over your life?
I fell into the trap of charging things to my credit card. Couldn't stop. Now it'll take years to pay it all off.
The creditor calls are driving me nuts. I don't even want to answer my phone.
My paycheck is virtually all going to the credit card companies.
If credit card debt is taking over your life, act now while you can. With one phone call, you can learn how to pay off your credit card debt for as little as half the amount you owe, even with payments up to 50% lower. Call American Credit Card Relief for vital information so you can regain financial control of your life fast. Call 1-800-200-4315. One free call could save you thousands. There are real solutions that work, and the information is free. American Credit Card Relief really does have the answers you need. For your free confidential information, call 1-800-200-4315. That's 1-800-200-4315.
Program was engineered tonight by Kathy Bay with, once again, special assistance from Ian Huff. Our technical advisor is Ben Birch. Sharon Gordy is our military affairs correspondent. Bob Alexander and Bridget Wolf provide the ethical ballast for this program. Bruce Enberg is our economic advisor, and the executive producer also is Kathy Bay. A couple of emails here. Not to get into a big discussion about people's medical conditions, but, you know, come on. Neil writes in, he saw those comments from Zach Womp, the guy who wants to be governor of Tennessee, the one that said health care is a privilege in this country. Can you believe that? And the people of Tennessee, those toothless, overweight, sugar tit eating people, and now don't get for the dumb button. A sugar tit is a southern thing. It's a piece of cheesecloth with Crisco and sugar in it. And they give it to babies down here, and by the time the kids are 3 years old, they have no baby teeth left. And this guy, and the people of Tennessee are going to vote for him? What is health care like in those hollows in Tennessee? What is it like? How many of those people even ever get to see a doctor because they can't afford it? Neil writes in, Mike, I saw that clip this afternoon and went ballistic. The one about Zach Wamp. After 14 years, I lost my job with the health insurance benefits gone. I'm 53 years old, diabetic. I've had five. That's five operations on the right knee. When I was 22, I was involved in an auto accident involving a head/brain injury. Had to learn to walk, talk, and chew gum again. But that didn't stop me. And I was able, a number of years later, to enlist in the Army, because I felt like I should serve. I am now uninsurable through a regular policy. For I've applied and was amazed by the cost per month of $2,700 per month. How am I to pay for that? I tried to contact Zach Womp and was told that since I did not live in his district, my comments were not important. I contacted Tammy Baldwin with the same information and got a typical response, but no answer. I don't pick not to have insurance. The corporation I worked for chose that option for me. Thanks for letting me vent, Neil. And Mal writes, last year, my mother was diagnosed with bone cancer. Mal lives in Canada. She was immediately hospitalized, given treatments to strengthen her system for chemo. After chemo, the cancer has been controlled with medication. Total cost for treatment and medication? Zero. Even if she had to buy medications out of hospital, there's a program in Saskatchewan that caps the cost of medications for seniors at $15 a prescription. Now, also last year, my cousin in Chicago became paralyzed. The doctor said they didn't know what was wrong with him. My cousin's insurance company said, it's a pre-existing condition. We're not paying the hospital bills. My mother said, if the doctors don't know what's wrong, how can it be a pre-existing condition? My cousin wound up losing his business, had to file for bankruptcy. My aunt had to dip into her retirement savings to pay the hospital bills. And all my American relatives wonder why I won't move to the United States. James writes, the shock doctrine, this time for the people. If anyone could sell medicine for all at this time in this country, it would be Obama. Where is he? Or are we rushing to judgment again? At the very least, reduce the age limits for Medicare to 55 this year as a preliminary test case. 3 years from now, make it for everyone. If he blows this one, he's done. James. And Jamie writes, Mike, I think I heard this comment on Hartman's program to be directed toward the critics of national health care systems in other countries and their false claims about these systems. Quote, I'd rather be in line for health care than not be able to get in line at all. End quote. As so many others can testify, no one in Great Britain, Canada, Europe, Japan, the Scandinavian countries, and elsewhere waits in line for the routine preventive care or emergency or urgent care. And more importantly, no one goes bankrupt or dies because of their inability to pay for standard care. I think there's a reason why our medical system doesn't have parity for mental health benefits. It keeps us all a bit nutty and insane. Jamie. P.S. Remember when John McCain was asked on the campaign trail how he felt about having received excellent taxpayer-covered health care his entire life? He gave some nonsensical answer about not being an astronaut but still understanding the science of space. Huh? See my last sentence above. It definitely applies to these conservabots. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, by Wednesday we should have phone service here so you all can jump in. We, as you know, or maybe you don't know, we have made the transition from working for various and sundry broadcast corporations to doing this on our own, Kathy and me, with a lot of help from people like Ian Huff and Ben Birch and just a whole bunch of people whose names... you'll come to know later. Also, great help from Westwood One and the people involved there in helping us get this up on the satellite. So we'll see you tomorrow night and the next night and the next night and the next night. Take care. Keep it lit. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Nova M. Oh, no, it's not. It's the Mike Malloy Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Malloy. Being a financially challenged working-class liberal, my nightly skincare routine used to mean I washed my face, then slathered on whatever moisturizer I had left over in one of those tiny sample bottles they give you free in hotels. But then I found an exceptional new product that really made an overnight difference in my appearance, and you don't have to be a rich Republican to afford it. Night Skin. Now I just dab a little on each night and wake up with smoother, softer skin. Mike even said the other morning that I looked pretty. And that was before his morning coffee. Night Skin was developed by nationally awarded cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and it contains all those ingredients like retinol and glycolic acid that expensive beauty salons use on their rich Republican clients. But you can try Night Skin risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 and try it today. Even my 4-year-old noticed the difference.
March, the first month of spring, full of surprises and a good way to connect. This is Jim Wishner inviting you to begin your March weekends with The Connection, Saturday mornings at 7. We take the top news of the week and turn it on its head, or at least on its side. Bring along a beverage and a good dose of common sense and your skepticism. The Connection, this Saturday morning, March 7th at 7 on KTNF.
Threats to our healthy and democratic society don't go away for the weekend. Neither does the bad news the corporate media uses to make us feel shocked, depressed, or even helpless. But for a few weekend moments, you can refresh and regenerate your energy on Of the People. It's a place to go for good news that the news corporations seldom let through. People taking action together on real solutions on the program Of the People. Every Sunday at 3 p.m. here on AM 950.
The Stephanie Miller Show, weekday mornings 8 to 11 on AM 950, KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the voice of Minnesota.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. We're following a shocking crime tonight in Cleveland where police say a man has shot his wife and 5 children.
There's a widespread manhunt underway right now on Cleveland's east and west sides, looking for this suspect.
Police spokesman Thomas Stocko, he says the wife died, as did 4 of those children. What to do about health care? CNN's Dan Lothian reports President Obama is calling for an overhaul of the nation's health care system within a year.
The administration is planning regional health care summits across the country from Vermont to California, a way for the public to get involved in the process. Now, so far, this plan lacks details, and critics are saying that it could put a tax and financial burden on some Americans.
Tomorrow, the president travels to Columbus, Ohio, where he'll attend the graduation ceremony for a class of police recruits. The White House says those police recruit jobs were saved by the economic stimulus package. Senate Democratic leaders postponing tonight's vote on a $410